Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And I don't know about you, Leslie, but in my neighborhood, spring is in the air. It's a little crazy because it goes from 70 degrees one day to like 30 degrees the next, but that's okay. I'll take the 70 whenever Mother Nature wants to dish it out.
And I'll take the 30.
Yeah, well, you're counting down the ski days you got left. I know that.
I know. I tell you, we've had such weird weather that it feels strange, like on a Friday afternoon when I'm putting skis on a car and it's like 65 degrees right on Long Island. And I'm like, this is weird.
Yeah, it's a little bit crazy. But you know what's not crazy? Home improvement projects. Now's the time to jump into them, get the house ready for those spring fix-ups. If you have questions, we are here to help you. All you need to do is go to moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button. You can record your question and send us a voicemail, and we'll call you back the next time we are in the studio. Hey, coming up on today's show, there are nearly 4 million households generating their own power right now with solar energy. But here's the question. Is solar right for your house? We're going to walk you through the top five reasons the Department of Energy says you should consider when thinking about solar just ahead.
And also ahead, when you head in for that morning's hot shower to get your blood flowing and get the day started, sometimes you have to wait, and sometimes you have to wait and wait and wait for that water to get hot. So we're going to share the easy way that you can have instant hot water in just a bit.
And did you know one of the leakiest spots that drafts get into a house might only be inches away? We're going to share this way too common space that often gets missed by weather stripping.
But first, you guys, if you can dream it, you can for sure build it, and we can help. No matter what size that project is, big or small, whether you're prepping for the summer or looking for some spring cleanup tips for outside, we are standing by to lend a hand.
So click the blue microphone button at moneypit.com/ask or call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
And in Florida, need some help with a flooring project. What can we do for you today?
I'm going to rip up my carpet. I have concrete underneath, and I want to put down the ceramic tile that looks like hardwood. And are you familiar with the product?
I am very much so. I've actually used it on several projects.
Oh, and my question was also, should I wait and not do it right away, that they're going to even have better looking the wood look? I was told that it's supposed to get even better.
I imagine that with all things, you know, when you wait, things get better. But wood grain tile has actually been quite popular for probably 4 or 5 years now, so I've seen it greatly improve. Depending on how much you want to spend on it, and I'm not sure what manufacturers you've looked at, but a good price point is a manufacturer called Dal Tile, D-A-L Tile, and they're sold through, you know, tile stores, so it's you can call Dal Tile and take a look. And they have one line called Yacht Club, which is fairly new for them, and it's like a 6-inch by 24-inch wood plank, but it's a ceramic tile. It comes in a couple of different colors. I think it lays really nicely. It has a good texture of wood, and it comes in some color palettes that I think are very realistic, and the way it fits together, it looks as if it were a real
a
wood,
like wood.
Yeah, like a wood floor. It doesn't have a big grout line. Like, they have another one in their line called Timber Glen, and that's a really big plank, but the way it pieces together, you see a lot of a grout line, so that kind of looks weird. You know, not as realistic wood as you might expect. So if you do go with a wood look tile that does have a predominant grout line, I would choose a grout that's similar in color to the tile.
I've seen the tile where the tile is like wood planks.
Yeah, that's exactly what this looks like. It looks like wood planks. And I will caution you, though, that you're talking about any tile that's 24 inches long in one direction like this is going to need an extraordinary amount of support underneath it. So you have to be very careful to follow the manufacturer's instructions when it comes to prepping the floor before the tile is laid. If there's any flex or bend or unevenness in that floor, eventually this tile is going to crack. You don't want that to happen. So you want to make sure that the floor is properly supported to take a big tile. You know, when we used to have mosaics years ago, it didn't really matter if the floors were flexible, so to speak, or not, because there was a joint every 1 inch in a mosaic tile. With a 24-inch long tile, that's not going to bend. It's going to break. So you want to make sure the floor is really strong before you do that installation, okay?
Yes. Okay. Great.
All right, Ann, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, we've got Jason on the line who's dealing with a potentially a major structural issue going on at their newly purchased home. What's going on?
I bought my house 4 years ago, and we kind of overlooked some problems because we had been looking for so long. But basically, I have the beam that holds up the main part of my house is, like, rounded the whole length of my house. Like, there's a hump in my floor from end to end. The floor sags on both sides of the main beam. And I think part of the problem is the actual upper parts, the walls and stuff, don't actually go over the beam. They go on either side. Is it even worth trying to fix, or should I get out of the house?
I mean, this is definitely something because you kind of rushed the whole process. I mean, had you had a home inspection, this definitely would have been seen, right, Tom?
I think so, for sure, based on the amount of sag that you're reporting. I don't think the fact that the interior bearing walls, which is what it sounds like you're talking about, are offset from the beam is the cause of this. I mean, that's actually not an uncommon thing to do. Within reason, it could be offset a little bit and still provide plenty of support. But the fact that this beam moved is definitely a major concern, and we need to figure out why that is. My one question would be, do you think it's active, or has it always been this way? Because if it's active, then it's even more serious of a problem. I think in this case, what I would do is I would hire a structural engineer to evaluate this problem and determine what has to be done to stabilize it. And the engineer should specify what repair is needed, and then with that specification, you could find a contractor to make the repair. I am confident you don't have to run away from this house. These things are fixable. It's just that this is a significant issue that requires that level of attention. And you want to work through the engineer, not just a contractor who thinks. Contractors are always famous for, oh, I know how to fix that. Well, maybe, maybe not. More likely not. And this way, if you use an engineer, you have sort of a pedigree, so to speak, in terms of a file that you'll be building, that if you go to sell this house and this repair is evident or the sag is evident, you can say, hey, I had an engineer check it out, and it is a problem or it's not a problem, and if it was a problem, I fixed it according to his specs. And then the engineer should come back and certify that the repair was done correctly. That's the way to make sure that you sort of reset the clock here and reset the value of the house by proving that it was done correctly. Make sure you get building permits and follow it through, and that's the best way to solve it at this point in time. But Leslie, like you said, even though it's a tough market and even though you're pressed to find the perfect house and you think you may have, it never makes sense to skip the home inspection and to rush into these things. because these problems can get really expensive if they're overlooked.
Oh, yeah, and I feel like now that you've already bought the house, like, you're on your own with these costs. Like, beforehand, you could have at least negotiated something or made the choice to not purchase.
Yeah, and not only that, you basically need to disclose now that the house has a problem. So it's got to be solved, and this is the best way to do it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they can handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, today there are nearly 4 million households generating their own power with solar energy. Is solar right for your house? Find out when the Money Pit returns. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that. But also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, we're excited to announce that season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business. Carrier's new IntelliSense technology is changing how HVAC dealers and technicians help customers. Available exclusively on Performance Series systems and Ecobee for Carrier thermostats, IntelliSense provides remote diagnostics and real-time updates, which means smarter techs and happier customers. With IntelliSense, Carrier dealers can monitor the health of HVAC systems and detect issues early, analyze fault codes, and recommend solutions. Learn more about IntelliSense, the simply smart choice for comfort and affordability. Ask your local Carrier dealer or visit Carrier.com. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What kind of projects are you working on, guys? You getting ready for, you know, your spring cleanup? Are you thinking about how your yard's going to look for the summertime? Whatever it is, whether you're dreaming or doing, we can definitely help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow us at the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Now we've got Nicole in Illinois on the line who needs to fix a crack in a wall. And you're saying it's from an earthquake? When did you have an earthquake in Illinois?
It was just a really small earthquake. We get them just randomly, about one or two a year.
Wow.
Because we're right on, there's some fault that's down south of us.
And now that fault has worked its way up into your wall. So what does it look like? How big of a crack is this that we need to fix?
It's about an 18-inch crack, and then that's going down from the ceiling, and then it goes... Like, it goes diagonally up the wall and then hits the ceiling and then just moves horizontally on the ceiling for a couple of inches.
So it's 18 inches long altogether?
Yeah.
How old is the house?
It's not very old, like 99.
Okay, so it's a drywall crack then?
Yes.
Many people will simply spackle that, but the problem is that if you spackle that crack, the wall's now always going to move. And the walls always do move, but now that the wall has a crack, the two sides of that are going to move at different rates, and so the crack will reform. The way you stop that from happening is by taping over that crack with drywall tape and then spackling it. Now taping with paper drywall tape can be a bit tricky. So there's a product out that's a perforated drywall tape that looks like a netting. It's like a sticky back netting. And that type of perforated tape is the best one to use because you put the tape on first and then you spackle over it. You want to do two or three coats, starting with smaller coats and then working wider as you go. And remember, the thinner the coat, the better. I'd rather you put on more coats than put on too much spackle, which too many people tend to do. And then it kind of gets all gooped up and piled up on your wall and you'll see it forever. So thin coats, two or three thin coats, and that should do it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Nicole. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, across the country, solar energy is definitely a hot topic, with the usage popping up lots of places across the country. In fact, the amount of solar-connected homes to the electric grid has grown. And get this, there's nearly 4 million American households that are generating their own power with solar energy. That's huge.
Well, according to the Department of Energy's Energy Saver, there are five good reasons for this. First up, residential solar is actually more affordable than ever before, especially now with the extension of the federal residential solar tax credit. This is a really valuable credit. Taxpayers can claim a 30% tax credit on the cost of solar systems off of their income taxes.
Now, you can save a lot of money if you do go solar. With your utility bills definitely going higher, solar is likely to remain a good money-saving option for years to come. And in fact, the amount you save is going to depend on how much electricity that you consume, the size of your solar energy system, and how much power you're able to generate with it. So you've got to shop carefully, but the savings potential over traditional energy costs is definitely significant.
Now, here's another big advantage. Solar can actually help keep the lights on when there's a disruption in power. When it's paired with battery storage, which is pretty common these days, solar systems can provide power regardless of the weather or the time of day without having to rely on backup power from the grid. So you're always going to have electricity when you need it.
Yeah, and solar definitely is going to increase the value of your home. Now, a study by Berkeley National Laboratory found that solar photovoltaic panels are viewed as upgrades, just like your renovated kitchen or that finished basement. And home buyers across the country have been willing to pay a premium for a home that has an average-sized solar system.
And finally, solar panels only need one thing to generate electricity, sunshine. So they're going to work in a very wide variety of climates. Even in the winter, when there are fewer hours of daylight, there's still a sufficient amount to power the average American home. And that makes solar viable even in Alaska with longer, colder winters and everywhere else in between.
Jim in Arkansas is on the line with a chimney question. How can we help you today?
Well, the reason I called is because I have an issue with my fireplace. It's just a regular wood burner. It doesn't have an insert in it. And I want to seal the chimney for health and energy loss reasons. You know, I was thinking about putting a steel plate on the top, because here in the Ozarks, whenever we get bad weather and that wind is howling, it sounds like a freight train coming through my fireplace, and I have quite a bit of a draft. And the damper, you know, just does not hold, you know, securely enough, so I don't get that air through there. I was wondering, can you give me some advice as to who to contact, if it's feasible to do something like this? Is safety a concern?
It's certainly feasible to do this project. It's sort of the kind of project that you got to be a bit creative with, because what you're going to want to do is try to form some sort of weather-tight shield across the top of the flue. I would tell you that whatever you do to this, make it removable, because chances are if you sell this house at some point in the future, you know, somebody might find it really attractive to have a fireplace there in the Ozarks and want to, you know, reactivate this chimney, so to speak. So however you seal it across the top, you got to find out, find an easy way to do that. You know, one thing that comes to mind is that there's a damper that fits in the top of a chimney liner, and it's sort of like a weighted heavy metal door. And the way it's activated is that there's a stainless steel cable that goes down through the middle of the chimney, and it's hooked onto the side of the fireplace. And when you release the cable, the door flops open. So that would be a way to put a device up there that's really designed for a flue and will serve the dual purpose of sealing off the draft from the top.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much for giving me the time, and I love your show. Listen to it 2 hours every Sunday morning.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jim. It's nice to hear. We appreciate it.
Next up, we've got Kenneth on the line to the Money Pit, who's got a flooring question. How can we help you today?
Hi. Well, I was going to ask you about how do you fix squeaky floors on a second floor of a house that has rugs without ripping up the rugs.
There's a couple of things that you can do. First of all, you need to understand what causes the squeak. And generally, it's movement between the subfloor and the floor joist underneath.
Right.
So to try to reduce the squeak or eliminate it, you know, you mentioned that you got rugs, you don't want to take them up. I just want to tell you that, of course, the surefire way to stop the squeaks is to pull the rugs up and then to screw the subfloor to the floor joist using long, hardened steel screws, which you drive in with a drill. You don't want to do that, so I'm going to tell you a little trick of the trade on how you can fix some of the worst ones without doing that, and that is to locate the floor joist underneath the carpet. Now, you need to do that kind of by trial or an error. You can do that by tapping on the floor. You can do that with a stud finder. There's a whole new line of Stanley stud sensors that work really well, and they'll penetrate through the carpet. You need to find that beam. Once you find the beam, then what you do is you get yourself some 12-penny galvanized finish nails. And I say galvanized, and hot-dip galvanized is the best. Those are the ones that are really sort of crusty on the outside. And you find that spot, and you drive the nail straight through the carpet. Don't let your wife see you do this, okay, because she'll get upset with you. Straight through the carpet, and then with a nail set, you punch that head right through the carpet. When you finish driving with the hammer, it'll look like the carpet's dimpled. But if you take a nail set, you'll punch it through the surface of the carpet and sort of pull the carpet back up and rub it with your hands a couple of times, and it'll disappear. That divot will disappear. What you're doing is you're securing that floor right above, right through the carpet without pulling the carpet up. Now, I wouldn't want you to do this to the whole house, but I've fixed this in lots of houses using two or three strategically driven nails. And I find if you drive it at a slight angle, it works better because the nail holds better.
Okay, well, I noticed they had on this old house the other day on TV. They showed you how to do it with the rugs before I called you, and they use this O'Berry Enterprising kit, which is a drill bit that's only got three threads on it that you drill down until you find your stud. Then they have a 50 screws with little socket heads on them, and you drill those down into the beam, and then you have a little tool that breaks the head off. And it's ingenious. The only thing is that I can't find the beams.
Yeah, you need a stud sensor, so that would be a worthwhile investment of a few dollars. I mean, those stud sensors are, you know, $10 to $20, $25 for a real good one.
I will, and I thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, when you head for that morning's hot shower to get your blood flowing, sometimes you gotta wait and then wait and wait and wait and wait for that hot water. So we're gonna share an easy way that you can have an instant hot shower when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The city of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460 and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home.
However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And if you've got a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you. All you need to do is go to MoneyPit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. That'll take you to a place where you can record your question and send it to us, and we will get back to you the next time we produce the show.
Cindy in Delaware is on the line with some plumbing odors. Tell us what is going on, Cindy.
I have dual sinks in the master bathroom.
Right.
And every once in a while, I get a strong sewer smell.
Okay.
I don't know what's causing it. Doesn't matter if I run the water or flush the toilet, but the left bowl connects, the underneath the pipe connects to the right one, and it goes down into the, you know, under the house.
Okay, well, assuming that they were plumbed correctly and that you, in fact, have a plumbing trap there, which I'm going to presume you are, the odor is probably the result of something called biogas, which is basically happens when you get a lot of debris over the years, and it lines the inside of the pipe, and it lines the inside of the connections, the drain, and so on. And then that material will start to produce a pretty strong odor. So what you need to do is take the drain apart and use a bottle brush to scrub the inside of it. You can't just, like, run something down there. You physically have to scrub it, those pipes out, and that usually will eliminate that material and therefore the odor.
Okay. Because I had tried vinegar and baking soda.
Yeah, that's all good stuff, but, you know, if it's really building up like that, you're going to have to remove the scum, so to speak, that's containing all that bacteria that's producing the odor.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Well, when most of us get up in the morning and head into that hot shower to get the blood flowing, we often have to wait, and sometimes wait a really long time for that water coming through the pipes to actually finally get hot.
Yeah, that's true. And besides definitely testing your patience, having to run all of that cold water through the pipes just to get to the hot water is not a very environmentally friendly thing to do. Now, we get asked this question a lot on the show, and most people think that a new water heater is going to solve the problem.
Yeah, but that's not the case. Installing a bigger water heater doesn't get the hot water any closer to the faucet or shower. A better solution is to install what's called a hot water recirculation system. Now, hot water recirculation systems, Leslie, they deliver hot water to the fixtures quickly and without waiting for that water to get hot. And the key element here is the recirculation pump. It basically rapidly pulls hot water from the water heater while simultaneously sending cooled water from that hot water line back into the water heater to be reheated. So it recirculates it. And in addition to having the convenience of hot water on demand, the system is going to conserve water and save energy.
Yeah, and this clearly saves water usage for sure. But is it really energy efficient? I mean, wouldn't we be heating water all the time, whether we're using it or not?
It's a very common question, and the answer is that hot water recirculation systems can be operated by a thermostat or a timer and automatically turn the pump on whenever the water temperature drops below a set point or when the timer reaches a setting. So, for example, if you get up at 6 in the morning, why not have it come on at 5:30? So when you step into that shower, it'll be nice and hot. It can go off after that because it doesn't need to do that all day long. Just for that golden hour of morning showers when you want to get a really nice, warm, invigorating shower so you can get the blood pumping and have a great day ahead.
Rick in North Dakota is on the line with a driveway repair question. How can we help you today?
I have a concrete driveway that over the years it started getting like little pits in it, and some of the areas it almost looks like it's, you know, where rocks have popped out of the concrete from over time, and there's other areas that, you know, small scales or sheets of concrete have come loose, and I'm just wondering what type of a product I can use to repair those pits. I know I've seen different times where people have put bigger concrete in there, and it doesn't tend to stay very well.
So what you want to do is use a concrete patching product, and it's not just regular concrete or regular cement, because that won't stick. It usually is epoxy-based. And I know QuickCrete has a product designed specifically for this, and you can go to their website at QuickCrete.com. It's spelled QuickCrete.com. The epoxy-based products will stick to the old original concrete material and not fall out the first time the surface freezes. Now, I just want to also point out that being in North Dakota, I'm sure you get a lot of road salt on that driveway, and that probably contributes to this. But if you're doing any salting on your own, make sure you're using potassium chloride, not calcium chloride, because potassium chloride is much less corrosive to the concrete surface and will not cause that destruction that you're witnessing now. All right, does that help you out?
Yep, that does. Thank you very much for your assistance.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us at this hour of the Money Pit. We are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, one of the leakiest spots you're going to find drafts could only be inches away. We're going to share this way too common space that gets missed by weather stripping when the Money Pit continues.
Live in a money pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your projects as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Hey, guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this March weekend? Are you thinking about the upcoming spring season? I mean, let's be honest, it's kind of been here for a while, so you've probably already started those outdoor projects. But maybe you're getting the house ready, thinking about the coming up holidays in April or, you know, Memorial Day. It's right around the corner, so let's start getting the outside in tip-top shape. Well, whatever it is, you guys, you can get help with your home projects if you follow us on the Money Pit podcast. Whether you are doing that project or dreaming up some new ones, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be.
Follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're talking to Pauline in New Jersey who needs some help with a countertop. How can we help you today?
I have a lot of counters in both bathrooms and the kitchen, and from this, I have backsplashes as well. And where the backsplash and the counter meet, it's coming up white, and it looks like dry paste. And also, what's happened over the last few years, at first I took a little bit off, you know, with my nail, but now it's getting really bad, and there are splash marks as though when they put the counter in, they didn't clean off the whatever they used, and it looks like you splashed something on and it dried up. And I don't want to use anything that isn't right for the granite and ruin it. So I was wondering if you had a suggestion that might be easy for me to use and, you know, get rid of this stuff.
How long have you had these countertops? When were they first installed?
7 years ago.
And they've never been sealed since?
No.
Well, you know, granite tops do take quite a bit of maintenance. People think that they're fairly maintenance-free because they're somewhat indestructible, but they really do need a lot of care, and they need to be resealed from time to time. And it sounds to me like the white stuff that you're describing is most likely mineral salts. And what happens is the countertops, when they lose their seal, they absorb more moisture. Then the moisture evaporates off, and it leaves behind the mineral salt deposits that's in the water. And that forms that white sort of crust. It's like a grayish-white crust. Now, what are you using to clean them on a daily basis?
Generally, just water and a little. They told me to use the Windex.
Yeah, you know, you can make a homemade granite cleaner with rubbing alcohol, standard rubbing alcohol, mixed with maybe a half a dozen drops of dishwasher detergent.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, one of the leakiest spots drafts get in may only be inches away. We're talking about your attic hatch, and it's one space that too often gets missed by weather stripping.
Yeah, I think a lot of people just forget that kind of goes up to an unconditioned space. So you got to check to see if that attic door hatch is insulated and sealed. You want to open it up, examine the edges of the hatch, see if there's weather stripping, if it's been there, if it's still intact. You want to make sure that it's been applied where the door makes contact with that door frame.
Now, if your attic door has an attached pull-down stair, typically insulation is going to take the form of a foam box that sort of fits over that opening and has to be moved to enter the attic. If there are no pull-down stairs, then the attic door is typically insulated with foam or bat insulation attached directly to that door or that hatch.
Now, an unsealed and uninsulated attic door is basically a big hole in the ceiling of your house. I mean, the attic probably has plenty of insulation, but if that door isn't sealed and insulated, well, you're going to let all of that heat escape up into the cold attic where it's just getting wasted.
Yeah, and it's a really cheap project to do. You can do it yourself in a weekend, and adding that weather stripping and insulation to the attic door is simple enough. It's just going to cost you probably less than maybe $20 or $30. So it's definitely a DIY project. Get it done. It's the kind of thing that you don't think about, but I can tell you from doing a lot of attic inspections over the years, when it was wintertime and I opened that hatch and went up into those attics, it was just the force of hot air that came up through that hatch was amazing, and I can only imagine how much was leaking in constantly, so it'll definitely end up saving you some bucks.
John's on the line, and he's dealing with a mold situation. Tell us what's going on.
I have a mold problem around my shower door. I bought the house 2 years ago. I stripped all the caulking out when I had the mold problem. I've put caulking in with a nationally known brand. I even used like a saran wrap type thing on my finger to eliminate any contamination. Before I did that, I cleaned it. I stripped it out with a plastic scraper. I also used mineral spirits to clean it out. I put it in, and I still have problems with it. God, I'm just at my wit's end here. I run the humidity in my basement between 40% and 50%. I leave the shower door open. I even shut the furnace vent off in there to try and keep it so it doesn't have a breeding of bacteria or anything or mold in that. You got to tell me what I need to do. I don't know if I have an off-spec caulking that I use, which is nationally known, or if I have an off-spec aluminum frame and door that caused the mold? I have no idea.
Well, look, you're going to get mold when you have moisture and organic material, and in a shower, that organic material can be soap and dirt and that sort of thing. So you're doing the right thing, but let's just back it up and try it again here. You want to remove the old caulk. You mentioned mineral spirits. I usually recommend a bleach and water solution because this is a mildicide that kills anything that's stuck behind. After you get that all dried out, cleaned out really, really well, then you can apply a caulk with mildicide. I would use a caulk that has microban in it. DAP caulks are available with microban, and it's a good antimicrobial additive that will not grow mold. Now, the other thing I would do is I would also make sure that you obviously have a bath exhaust fan, and that you have an exhaust fan that's hooked up to a humidistat, which takes sort of you and anyone else that's using that bathroom out of the equation. If it's on a humidistat, it's automatically going to kick on when the humidity gets high enough to cause mold problems, and it will stay on for some number of minutes when that humidity goes down to make sure the room is thoroughly vented out. That's the best way to handle that, and I think if you do those steps, you will find success.
Hey, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, you know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with pros who know how to deliver a job well done. Download the Angie app today. Just ahead, Janie owns a newer house that's already having some problems with the shower. We think the builder's solution is only going to make it worse. We'll explain when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M. Brew.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Riverfront Playhouse presents On Golden Pond by Ernest Thompson and directed by Rhonda Alvey and Marla O'Brien.
Watch as an elderly couple's summer at their lakeside cottage is transformed by their interactions with a young boy as they confront their own mortality and strained family relationships.
March 10th through March 26th at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown.
Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net or enjoy the store ready.
On Golden Pond is sponsored by this station and other pro arts businesses.
And it's got to be fixed. And if you notify them both, you're more likely to get some action on this.
All right, now we've got Tina who wrote in saying that the trim around my roof and gutters is rotted. The insurance company is not going to cover it, so what do I have to do to fix it? Do you think she's talking about, like, the fascia?
Yeah, I think so, and she's absolutely right. That is not something that would be covered by homeowner's insurance. That's normal maintenance. That's the responsibility of the homeowner. Now, the reason that typically that area gets rotted is it often happens when the roof is not extended far enough into the gutter, or the gutters are really blocked for a long time and the water backs up sort of over the back side of it and continually saturates that wood fascia trim. So what you have to do here is actually take the gutters off, then remove the wood trim, replace it with probably I would use something like AZEK, which is a PVC, extruded PVC. That's a wood-like product, but it doesn't rot. And then replace the gutter. So it is a bit of a job, but you do it once, you do it right, you won't have to do it again. And next time, make sure those gutters stay clean, make sure those downspouts get extended away, and if the roof is a little short into the gutter, you can add some flashing over the roof edge, so that will sort of extend where the water actually drops into the gutter.
You know, Tom, the AZEK really is such an amazing product. We put it on the house, and I know you put it on the house, but for a very different reason.
Yeah, I had a little battle with carpenter bees going on with my garage fascia, and they just kept hitting it over and over again. And no matter how I treated it, it just came back year after year. So I decided I would sort of take the gutter off, pull off the wood trim, and put it up with AZEK. And the funny thing is that the next summer, when they're normally around, they were still trying to figure out how to eat that AZEK. They're like, looks like wood, doesn't taste like wood. I don't think I can build a nest in this. They would come back again and again and again. And I swear it took the whole season for them to figure out it was not available for them to chew. So it's a good product, and it works really, really well. And because it's a PVC product, it doesn't even really need paint.
No, I mean, we've had ours on the house for 10 years, and it still looks fantastic. Occasionally, I like to wipe it down or something, but it looks awesome.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for stopping by and spending a little bit of time with us today on this beautiful almost spring weekend. If you've got some projects planned for the days, the weeks, and the months ahead and need some advice, remember, you can reach us 24/7 by going to moneypit.com/ask and clicking the blue microphone button. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Standard time comes to an end in most parts of the U.S. tomorrow morning. We'll lose an hour of sleep for one night, but we'll gain more daylight in the evening in the months ahead. The transition to daylight saving time is official at 2 a.m. local time Sunday until daylight saving time ends in the wee hours of November 5th. No time change though is observed in Hawaii, most of Arizona, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, American Samoa, Guam, and the Northern Marianas. A Northern California agricultural community forced to evacuate after the Pajaro River levee was breached by flooding from a new atmospheric river that pummeled the state. A message was sent to all residents.
There is an evacuation order for the Springville area. Ponderosa area has an evacuation warning. Kings River has an evacuation warning. And the Kern River also has a shelter-in-place order.
Tulare County Sheriff's Department spokeswoman Ashley Ritchie.
An evacuation order for the Cutler area. Now, due to a levee break in the area of Road 124 south of Avenue 408, Sheriff Boudreau has issued that evacuation order for businesses and homes along Road 124.
Authorities in Texas warning Americans against travel into Mexico after a spate of recent violent kidnappings. The BBC's Leonardo Rocha has more.
This statement comes after police in the border town of Benitez reported that three women who'd crossed into Mexico to sell clothes at a local market had been missing for more than 2 weeks. Earlier this week, two American citizens who'd entered Mexico for medical treatment were kidnapped and killed by a local criminal gang. Two other hostages were released unharmed after local police arrested five gang members. The incident threatened to sour relations between the two countries. On Wednesday, two Republican senators proposed a bill authorizing the deployment of U.S. troops over the border to fight the cartels.
More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Lego says profits increased by 5% in 2022 from a year earlier, and sales rose even as it raised prices on higher-ticket toys.
The Danish toy company said net profit rose to $2 billion. Sales were up 12%, while revenue grew 17%. CEO Niels Christensen called 2022 a milestone year as the privately held company celebrated its 90th anniversary. With inflation growing, Christensen says Lego raised prices on about a quarter of its products.
Jeremy House reports that Christensen added the increase was mainly on more expensive toys that lower-cost products were not affected. Your Sunday news show lineup includes ABC's This Week, Jennifer Homendy, the chair of the National Transportation Safety Board. NBC's Meet the Press has Sheila Bair, former chair of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corp. More at townhall.com.
A podcaster has been murdered.
The podcaster and her husband have been found shot to death in their home near Seattle, along with a man who had been suspected of stalking the podcast host for several months. Police had been trying to serve a protection order on 38-year-old Ramin Kota Karim Razia before the killings, but had been having a difficult time in locating the man. Police say 33-year-old Jora Sadahi and her 35-year-old husband Milad Nasari were found dead. However, her elderly mother was able to escape. Jason Walker reporting.
E-cigarette company Juul Labs will pay Chicago $23.8 million to settle a lawsuit alleging the company marketed harmful vaping products to underage users. The city will use the money for youth prevention and reduction programs, education, and outreach. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie App and LL Flooring's Profiles Podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we're here to focus on you, your home, and improving it. That's why it's called a Home Improvement Show. See how it comes together? I know, it's brilliant. What can I say? Figured it out a long time ago. It just kind of worked. But all kidding aside, we really do want to help you tackle those projects around your house that maybe you want to get done but don't know where to start, or maybe you started them and it's not going so well, or very often you'll start a project and you'll open up a wall or a floor and be surprised by something you find, like rot or insects or whatever. Or maybe you want to tackle a project and use a pro, but you don't know how to find the right pro. You don't know what to ask the pro. These are all great questions because this is a participation program, and we rely on you to raise those questions for us to talk about. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or you could also post your questions at moneypit.com/ask by clicking the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, if there's one thing in our home we want to be pure and fresh every time we reach for it, it's our water, right? But that's not always the case. So we're going to explain how to offset the odor and hopefully get rid of it altogether.
And also ahead, wouldn't it be nice if your HVAC system reminded you when it was time for maintenance or alerted your dealer when a repair is needed? Well, we're going to highlight a brand new smart home system that does just that.
And are you guys ready for a new washing machine? We're going to take a look at the most popular features to help you decide which are the best for your laundry needs so you know what to pay for and what not to.
All right, but first, we want to help you create your best home ever. Whether you live in a house, a condo, or an apartment, we can help you with answers to questions about remodeling, renovation, and decor.
But first, you've got to help yourself by reaching out to us. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask, click the blue microphone button, and leave us your question right there. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Carl in Arkansas is on the line with a thermostat question. How can we help you?
I bought an older house, and the thermostat that's in it now for the heating and air conditioner is an old Mercury switch. And what I bought is a Honeywell 5-2 switch, programmer for 5 weekdays and 2 weekend days. And what I want to know is, is that something I can change out myself, or is that something I need to hire an electrician to come do? The package says easy to install, but I've looked it over, and it doesn't look like it's that easy to me.
Well, look, if you're uncomfortable with it, I would not hire an electrician. What kind of heat do you have? Is it gas, oil? What is it?
It's electric.
Oh, it's electric heat. What kind of furnace do you have?
Train.
Is this a heat pump?
No. It's not a heat pump. That's one thing I didn't want was a heat pump.
It's a straight electric furnace?
Right, straight electric furnace, and it has an outside unit, which is also a train.
Wait a minute. Listen to me. If you tell me you have an outside condensing unit that works with this, you've got a heat pump. You've got the compressor outside and then the furnace inside. Now, a heat pump is a combination heat pump electric furnace. That's the way they're designed to work. And the reason that that's important is because the thermostat that you chose, and I don't know if this is the case or not, but it has to be rated for a heat pump. Because the way heat pumps work is when you set your heat, let's say you set your heat at 68 degrees. It starts getting cold outside, right? Then inside the house, it falls to 67. The heat pump comes on. Still cold. Falls to 66. Heat pump stays on. Still cold. Falls to 65. Now, it's a more than 2-degree split between what it was set at and what it is. The heat pump says, I can't keep up with this. I'm going to bring on my friend, the electric furnace. So now the electric furnace coils kick on and then bring the house up to temperature. But by you not having the right thermostat, what can happen is you can run more of the electric furnace and less of the heat pump, which will significantly increase your electric bill. So the thermostat you choose has got to be designed for a heat pump. So I would say your first thing to do is to confirm. I don't know if you have an HVAC contractor that you work with, but get that system serviced. I mean, all these compressors have to be serviced once a year. If you haven't done it, get it serviced. Get the refrigerant checked out. While that guy's in the house, have him install a heat pump rated thermostat. Because you're obviously uncomfortable with it, and we don't want you to have all those wires apart and just have a problem where you got no heat or no air. So I wouldn't do it myself because you're uncomfortable with it, and when in doubt, don't do it. But make sure you use the right thermostat. Otherwise, you may drive up those costs unexpectedly, okay?
Okay, well, I appreciate it.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. You know, even if you can do it yourself, it doesn't necessarily mean that you should do it yourself. And just like Carl said, if he read the instructions and it still seems confusing to him, then don't do it. You know, I mean, if you're not comfortable with it, and especially with something like your furnace, where if you hook up the wires wrong, like you're probably not going to break it, but you're not going to have heat, and that could be very unpleasant.
Belinda in Kansas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I'm living in this apartment. It's a senior complex. It was an old school at one time. It's 3 stories. It was completely gutted. Everything's new on the inside. New double pane windows. But it's in the northeast corner of the building. I'm having an awful lot of problems with draft and then cold air, coming from the walls underneath the windows. Cause it's brick and stone on the outside. And so there's the air pocket and the inside wall. And so at night, it's like living inside a refrigerator and trying to.
That does not sound very pleasant.
It's not. I lay in bed at night and I don't sleep because I'm just listening. It's a heat pump too that they put in these. And so it's going all night long. It never shuts off. And so I'm just wondering if they would, or, you know, they probably could if they would, because the National Historic Association is also in on this, being it's an old building.
So you're essentially wondering, Belinda, what you can do because you're a tenant, right? So you don't own the building.
Right,
you can't,
right.
You can't replace the windows. So what are your options? So you have a couple of options. So first of all, if you wanted to spend some money, you could order interior storm windows. But of course, you'd have to be custom made to fit the windows, and they may be pricey. If you want an inexpensive option, there's 2 ways to go. One thing is you could use shrink film, which is basically a window film that gets essentially double-faced tape to the inside trim, and then you use a hair dryer to shrink it so it's taut and clear. And the other thing that you can use is weather stripping, caulk weather stripping. Basically, it's a temporary caulk product, and it's clear like a silicone, but it's not silicone. And you essentially caulk your windows shut with this temporary caulk, and then in the spring, you can peel it right off. It comes off like in a rubbery strip. Now, the only thing bad about using the temporary caulk is that you will not be able to open or close the window once it's done because it's pretty much sealed shut. So you don't want to do this to, like, your bedroom window where you may have to use it to get out in the event of an emergency.
Actually, they pretty much tried all that. They see, the problem is the National Historic Association won't let them do a lot of stuff, and they hadn't caulked around the cracks where the frame of the windows meet the window sill and along the wall. So they came up, they did that.
So let me say that again, Belinda. We're not talking about caulking outside the window. We're talking about caulking inside the window. So basically right around the sash, where the sash meets the sill, where the sash meets the jamb, those are the areas that you typically would not caulk. You would never caulk. But if you use the temporary weather stripping caulk, you can caulk right over those seams where all of the air gets in. And then again, in the spring, you grab a little end of it and you peel it, and it comes off in usually one solid piece. It works quite well. You may have to order it if you don't find it on your store shelves. I know Red Devil makes a one called Seal and Peel, so you can look up that brand. Belinda, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
Well, if there's one thing in our home we want to be pure and fresh every time we reach for it, it's our water. If yours is starting to smell less than fresh, we'll explain how to offset that odor when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements, and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now, you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that. But also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in 2 sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy 6-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from 5 of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Lux Rock and other dice coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you want to get some help with your home projects? Well, you will when you follow The Money Pit podcast. Whether you're working on something or dreaming about your next project, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Time to talk to Philip in Rhode Island about a roofing question. What can we do for you?
Well, in Rhode Island, in my neighborhood in Jamestown, there's a lot of beautiful red cedar shingled houses. And okay. I just put brand new red cedar shingles on my house and my roof. I noticed some of the houses age beautifully. Like what I mean beautifully is they age darker red and sometimes little bits of black or streaks of black and red and deep, deep red. And, some of them don't age that way. It's like, and I'm just wondering if you guys know anything about how to get them to age the way I want them to. I don't want them to age light. I want them to age darker, red.
Yeah, we don't always get to choose how we age, right? And that applies to our shingles as well. So when you choose red cedar, that gets darker over time, and it will turn to a very dark gray, typically, as it's exposed to sunlight. I mean, I guess it's possible that you could apply a stain to the cedar shingles, even though they're roofing shingles, but most people don't do that. So what we typically get calls about when it comes to cedar is how to prevent them from getting darker. And one way to do that is to replace the vent across the ridge of the roof, or if you don't have a vent there, you can essentially do the same thing with a strip of copper. If you were to overlay the peak of the roof with, say, a 12-inch wide strip of copper, so half goes on one side, half goes on the other, what happens is as rainwater strikes that, it releases some of the copper, and that acts as a mild mildewcide and helps to keep the roof shingles clean and prevents algae growth.
Oh, but so then they wouldn't age dark, they'd stay lighter.
It would be less likely to get as dark, and they certainly wouldn't grow in algae. Perhaps you may have noticed that sometimes when you look at houses, especially around chimneys that have metal flashing, you'll see bright streaks at the bottom of the chimney. That's for the same reason. What happens is that metal flashing releases some of its copper and then cleans that area under the chimney. That's why it gets streaky there. But if you do it across the whole peak of the roof, then it will sort of clean evenly.
It'll clean evenly. But I'm looking for that age to look, the kind of the darker shingle age look, the darker color. And I guess it's just up to Mother Nature is what you're saying.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks very much, you guys.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if there's one thing in our home that we want to be pure and fresh every time we reach for it, it's the water. Now, if your water smells more like rotten eggs, there's a simple solution.
Yeah, first let's talk about what that smell is. It's actually sulfur, and it rears its stinky head more often in houses that are located on a groundwater supply. And it does this because the groundwater can pick up hydrogen sulfide, which is a very naturally occurring gas, and that hydrogen sulfide gets absorbed in the water and comes up into your house, and it smells awful. It's not dangerous. It's not even harmful to your health. It's just very annoying and very disgustingly smelly.
All right. Well, now that we know what that is, let's talk about how you treat it. Now, if the smell seems to be coming from both your hot and your cold water, you've got to call a well contractor. They're going to install a filter that minimizes that sulfur that reaches into your house. However, if that smelly water is only coming from the hot side, you probably need to replace the sacrificial anode rod, and this is inside your hot water heater. Now, the sacrificial anode rod, I mean, listen to the name on it. Sacrificial means it's going to wear out. You're going to get rid of it.
Yeah.
So these sacrificial anode rods, they're typically made of magnesium, which the hydrogen sulfide attacks, and that's going to release that rotten egg smell, and then it eats away at the rod as well.
That's why they're called sacrificial. They actually lay down their lives for fresh-smelling water.
Hey, somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, when you replace that old magnesium rod, think about buying one that's an aluminum sacrificial anode rod. These are much more resistant to hydrogen sulfide, and they get the job done without the risk of any sulfur sticking to them and being released into your home. They cost a little bit more, about $30, but they can be found at any plumbing supply store.
Now, I've got Jan in South Dakota on the line who needs some help with leveling a basement floor. Not a terribly difficult project, but a big one. How can we help you?
We're planning to remodel the lower level of a townhouse. Mm-hmm. And what we'd like to do is retile the traffic area, which is a hallway and also a bathroom and utility room. But there's a bedroom with a closet on an outside wall and a utility room in the sort of the center of the rooms that has an unlevel floor. So my question is there a way to re-level the concrete floor before we resurface it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a product called a leveling compound, a floor leveling compound, that essentially you can mix up and pour on the floor and trowel out and use it to level floors. And so that's really your only option, but how out of level is this floor? I mean, is it really visually bothersome? Because I would suspect that, you know, it's a big project for you to level it, and it might be easier just to sort of adjust things around it.
Okay, like re-level the appliances and...
Yeah, exactly. It's a kind of a pain in the neck to level the entire floor.
Is it expensive?
To have it professionally done, I would say yes. To do it yourself, no. But then again, it's not the kind of thing that you could just pick up and do. It does require some skills to get it done right.
You would just get a long board to use as a trowel?
There are products that are self-leveling products, and they're usually good for more minor leveling jobs, say up to being 1 inch out of level. So if you choose a floor leveling compound that's designed for self-leveling, essentially what you do is you mix it up, say like in a 5-gallon bucket, and then you pour it out, and it will seek its own level. But you have to keep going back, mixing more, pouring it, and then you can kind of trowel it out as it starts to level out, and at one point it will meet, you know, the original floor. So that's an option for you, is to use a self-leveling compound.
That sounds great.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Rob from Utah is on the line who's looking to save some green by going green and needs some help with an energy audit. How are you doing today, Rob?
We are interested in getting a home energy audit and mostly trying to figure out what to expect. Like, how much should it cost?
Well, that's a great question. Now, have you looked around for audit providers?
Haven't really reached out to people yet, but tried to get in a little bit, but no, not really.
Okay, so I would start with your local utility company because sometimes they provide home energy audits themselves or will provide those at a discount. What I would like to see you find is someone that's not tied in with a repair operation. So you get somebody that's truly independent. There are some energy auditors that work for the same companies that offer insulation services and weather stripping and that sort of thing. And what you really want to do is find someone who's completely independent. The scale of the energy audit can vary dramatically. A couple of things that I would look for. One thing that is really good to get is what's called a blower door test. And this is where they take a device and pressurize your house with air or depressurize it and can measure the amount of leakage your house has. And that can help you pinpoint the worst offenders and teach you how to get those sealed up. Other parts of an energy audit would determine how energy efficient your windows are, how much insulation you have in your attic space. Is it matched with the right kind of ventilation? How efficient are your appliances? You know, it really looks at all of those areas, and then it should boil down to a specific list of recommendations that are prioritized. Because I think a lot of times when we try to make our homes more efficient, we guess. You know, we guess at where we're suffering the most, whether it's new windows or insulation or whatever, you know, we think we need or a salesperson tries to sell you. It ends up being a guess. But an energy audit really can nail that down with some cold, hard facts and help you prioritize where to put the money.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Good luck, Rob. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here at the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, wouldn't it be nice if your HVAC system reminded you that it's time to do some maintenance or
Maybe sent out an alert to the dealer when a repair is needed. Well, we're going to highlight a brand new smart home system that does just that when the Money Pit returns.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor at 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, wouldn't it be nice if your HVAC system reminded you when it was time for maintenance? And better yet, wouldn't it be great if the system alerted your dealer when service or repair was needed? And even enabled service techs to log in remotely and see exactly what was going on?
Yeah, you know, we're not talking about a futuristic idea here. Technology that does just that and much, much more was just released by Carrier at the International Builders Show. It's called IntelliSense, and with us to talk about that is Christine Rashi, the Associate Director of Controls for Carrier. Welcome, Christine.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh, you are so welcome. We're happy you're joining us. So, Christine, this technology, I mean, it's really changing the way that HVAC dealers and technicians help customers, right?
Yes, absolutely. It is changing the way that our technicians can go into your home and make your life easier, more comfortable, and get it done faster.
In my view, this is kind of a really major advancement in smart home technology. We're all used to using smart home technology to control our thermostats, maybe our garage door opener. But now, the entire HVAC system that provides heating and cooling to our house is going to benefit from this same kind of technology and enable us to have a lot more information than we ever had before about the function, the maintenance, the efficiency of our system. And if there are any needed repairs, you're going to get an early alert of that before serious damage is done, right?
Absolutely. What we've really done is we've taken this technology inside of our equipment in the years and years of expertise we have designing that. We've combined it with our digital technology tools that we've provided to our dealers, and then with the EcoBee for Carrier thermostat, we're able to communicate what's happening with that equipment to our digital tools so that our dealers are better able to serve our homeowners. They can predict what's going wrong, which means faster service and more precise service for our homeowners. When that truck pulls up, they're going to have the right parts, the right technician to fix the job and get you more comfortable more quickly.
I mean, that's really awesome because so many times in the past, you would have a technician show up without the right things and you'd be waiting an additional time, you know, for a part or for the right person. So this is really a wonderful technology that I think is going to be so helpful to both the service team and the homeowner.
That's exactly right, Leslie. That's what we keep saying, the right part, the right tech the first time. Eliminate those second callbacks where somebody comes to your home just to diagnose the problem, then go back and get the part, and hopefully they make it back that day, maybe not. Our goal with this is that the technician is going to know what part to put on that truck, and they're going to know what technician to send so that they're fixing your equipment when they get there and you're comfortable.
Very cool. Now, this IntelliSense technology, what Carrier equipment is this going to be available in? Is it available across the entire line? Is there a particular section of the Carrier equipment or a series that homeowners should be asking the dealers about?
So what we've done with our IntelliSense technology is we've taken our connected products down to our Performance series, which is our mid-tier line of equipment. So what you used to get on our Infinity series, our top-tier fully variable systems, you can now get on our single and two-stage systems. You can get the two-stage AC and heat pump, the single-stage and two-stage Performance series gas furnace. So we're really bringing the connected HVAC system down to the masses, down to everybody, so that they can get that top-tier service from their Carrier dealer.
And this isn't a retrofit. Like, you're going with all new equipment at this point. You can't add it to something you've already got.
Not at this point. This is factory installed, so every piece of Performance Series equipment that comes out of the Carrier factory will feature IntelliSense technology, which is truly, we have put sensors on the equipment itself. So we are the first to do this on the mid-tier line of equipment. We're actually reading data from the equipment itself. It's being transferred back to our EcoBee for Carrier thermostat and then up through the cloud to our Carrier digital tools. So we're not making different inferences from the thermostat data. We're actually pulling data off the equipment itself And then our dealers are the best in the business. They're using their years and years of expertise to analyze that data, just like they would be on site, and then they're knowing what part to put on the truck before they ever come to your home.
Well, Carrier's been innovating since you guys invented the air conditioner. I don't think a lot of folks know that, but what was the gentleman's name that invented the air conditioner? Was it Willis?
It was Willis Carrier. Yes, it was.
Willis Carrier. There you go. I would do good on quiz shows only if the questions had something to do with home improvement. Otherwise, I'd be lost. Willis got us started, but your technology continues to advance and advance and advance. And now this is really impressive. This is really exciting because now we're going to have a whole new way to be able to monitor and update and repair and maintain our systems. The IntelliSense technology available from Carrier on the Carrier Performance Series. Christine, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit and filling us all in. And best of luck with the new line.
Thank you very much.
Still to come, are you looking to shop for a good bargain on a new washing machine? Well, one piece of advice, don't scrimp too much. We're going to tell you why spending more now is going to save you later after this.
Hey guys, we're excited to announce that season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in two sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy 6-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from 5 of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Luxrock and other Deich Coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios.
Angie is here to get all your home projects not just done, but well done.
And they do mean all from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodels. Download the Angie app today to get started.
All right, guys, what are you working on? We're in mid-March. We're getting into springtime. We're getting into the almost summertime. So what kind of plans do you have for your money pit? Are you thinking about a big project or a small project? Whatever it is, if you're in the midst of it or you're just dreaming about it, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. So follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Now we've got Melanie in California on the line with a decorating question. What can we do for you today?
I have untreated V. rusticmi, knotty pine, throughout the house. I would like to continue into a 8x12 bathroom with the same. Is this the best application for the bathroom, or will untreated wood hold up to condensation?
Now, where are you seeing this, on the walls, on the ceiling?
Oh, well, I'd like to do the whole bathroom, yes, walls and ceiling.
I would say, Leslie, that untreated knotty pine is a really bad idea for a bathroom.
Yeah.
I actually do have a bathroom that's got pine wainscoting, but it's completely sealed. And it goes up about halfway up the wall. I would definitely not put unfinished wood in the bathroom because it's going to soak up the moisture. It's going to grow mold or mildew, and just is not going to look right. You can't clean it either. So a bad idea for the ceiling. That said, if you like the look of wood, there are many ceiling tile products that do look quite a lot like wood.
Okay. We're limited. We're in a small area, so we're limited as far as hardwares go and paneling. We've checked out our local hardware stores, and where's the best place to find, say, ceiling paneling? And
well, now, a clever, creative idea, which, you know, you might be able to source online, and perhaps you haven't looked at some of this in the local places to you, would be a laminate flooring that's a plank that looks like a knotty pine, so that we could utilize that in the same application that you're talking about, but it's made to withstand high moisture situations because it's, you know, a manufactured product and not a natural product.
Sure, sure.
And that, because it's sold in planks, if you do have to order it online or if somebody, you know, has to order it from the vendor directly through your local stores, it ships really easily because of its packaging and being plank size. You're not going to have a hard time getting it in rather than a sheet product.
Oh, okay, very good. And I think that would look far better than a sheet product. We just, I think that's...
Oh, absolutely.
Don't care. The wainscoting or coating, how do you pronounce that? Is that...
I say wainscoting, but I think everybody says it everywhere. They feel like tomato, tomato.
Which is very attractive, but we need to do this complete up the walls.
You don't have to. You could go partially up the walls and then trim off the top edge of it.
Hmm. And then with, okay.
It depends on what look you're going for. For example, Leslie, you've often given the suggestion that you can take an old door, turn it on its side, and that could be a wainscoting.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that works out beautifully, especially because it gives you the paneling sort of built right into the door. The only issue there is that anywhere you've got an electrical outlet or something that might protrude from the wall, you're going to have to bump that out to accommodate the extra thickness of the door. Not a big deal, but it's an extra step.
Boy, it sure is. Okay, well, thank you so much. That's a lot to think about, and I really like that plank flooring idea. I thought that never even crossed my mind, nor my husband's.
All right, well, good luck with that project.
Thank you so much, and thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if you're in the market for a new washing machine today, you'll be presented with dozens of possible features. And as more features are added to these machines, the price goes up. So, to help you narrow your options, Consumer Reports recommends selecting high-performance washers that fit your budget. And then secondly, consider features that really add convenience or save time.
Yeah, so based on their tests, these four make the most sense. So, first of all, we're talking about automatic dispensers. I mean, this feature is designed to dispense detergent, bleach, fabric softener all at the right time. And today, some washing machines can actually hold like months worth of the detergent and only dispense the right amount at the right time. Now, automatic temperature control is a good one. Rather than simply mixing hot and cold water in those preset proportions, auto temperature control is going to adjust that water to the optimal temperature for that setting that you select.
Now, another setting to look for is the extra rinse cycle. You know, all types of washing machines use a lot less water than they once did. And most new washers have an extra rinse cycle. It can definitely help if your skin is sensitive to detergent residue, and it can help wash away pet hair and other stubborn messes. So a very convenient feature to have. And lastly, let's talk about that tub. It should be stainless steel. Definitely a sign of durability. These can withstand higher spin speeds than the plastic tubs, and they can also extract more water. And when you get more water out of your clothes, you get less dryer time, which means you spend less on either the gas or the electricity that you need to dry your clothes. So four good things to look for if you're buying a washer today: automatic dispensers, automatic temperature control, an extra rinse cycle, and a stainless steel tub.
Bela in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, we have a sunroom, and the roof of the sunroom is 4 inches of styrofoam, and on top of that is aluminum. Now, when it rains, it's very, very noisy. It's like living in a double wide, you know. So what I would like to do is put like architectural shingles on it. Now, I talked to one roofer. He said, oh, we can just nail it on. But I don't think so. I thought maybe we need some plywood, 3/4 inch plywood, and even maybe some spacers.
This aluminum roof, is it fairly flat, or is it shaped?
It is flat, yes, sir.
Well, first of all, keep in mind that metal roofs are far more durable than asphalt shingle roofs, but if you can't really deal with the sound and you want to soften it, I agree with you. I do think you should attach a plywood decking to that metal roof first, and I would do that with screws. So I would drive screws through the decking into that metal roof, and then on top of that, I would put ice and water shield, which is going to give you protection from any ice damming. And I would probably, since it's a fairly flat roof or a low slope roof, I would probably cover the entire surface with ice and water shield. And then over that, I would put the asphalt shingles.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you so very much for your help. That is the kind of thing I've been thinking about.
I think you're on the right track, Bella. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. When you need your next project done, Angie helps you get it well done. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, do you have a boring bathroom but no bucks to spruce it up? Well, there's a lot you can do on the cheap with paint. We're going to share those ideas next.
You live in a money pit.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the soonest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium.
All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your Money Pit. Give us a call with your questions or click the blue microphone button at moneypit.com/ask.
We've got Eric in Baltimore who wrote in today saying, I'm working on a house built in 1855. He says a couple of the supports have rotted under the main beam, and now it's bowing the floor and cracking the plaster. Is there a way to lift it back up? This kind of seems like a bigger problem than you might think.
I think so. Yeah, it's not just like shimmying it, right? So listen, when you have a house that's built in 1855, you know, which is even older than our houses, right, Leslie?
That's an old house.
When you have a house that's that old, you're going to have some saggy beams. Now, the question is it actively sagging? Is it getting worse over time, or did it just settle once and it's just sort of stuck there? If that's the case, you can leave it alone. But if you need to bring it back up, you're never going to make it straight. What you want to do is to stop it from moving any further, because if you try to straighten it out, you're going to stretch out beams. You're going to crack them.
You're going to make a lot more problems.
Oh, yeah. It can be a heck of a mess. So you want to do it very, very carefully. But I would suggest at this point, first off, Eric, you need to get an expert opinion as to whether or not this is a serious structural issue or really just one that's cosmetic. And if it's cosmetic, remember, when you sell the house, just tell them it has a little extra charm. And, you know, then maybe they'll give you some more money for it. Well, is your bathroom, say, a bit boring, but you don't have the funds to spruce it up? There's no reno of your bathroom in your future? Well, don't fear, because there's actually a lot you can do on the cheap with paint. Leslie has the how-to in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, there really isn't a less expensive way to transform a bathroom, or really any room for that matter, than with paint. And if you do it yourself, you're going to save even more. So here's four ideas to get those creative juices flowing. Think about stenciling the ceiling. I mean, that creates a really unexpected focal point. You can paint it in a contrasting color to kind of have a eye-catching effect. And you can go for something that almost would look like a paneled ceiling or a textured ceiling. I mean, you could do something really cool with a stencil, even if you go tone on tone to create a really interesting, unexpected look. Next, think about bold walls. I mean, think about a super saturated color, turquoise, terracotta, deep blues, deep rich grays, dark grays that are almost like black or greenish black. Those make an outstanding splash in a bathroom space. So definitely don't be afraid to go for it there. Plus, bathrooms are usually small with very little wall space, so you're not really going to be overwhelmed by that color if it might be too much. So great spot to get really bold. Now, if you've got some imagination and a paintbrush, why not paint a mural? Add some pizzazz to this otherwise ordinary bathroom. I mean, keep in mind things like bare trees and blooms kind of are the easiest to master if you're not exactly a Picasso, but you can find a lot of great inspiration online with some great tutorials and some simple painting techniques that could create a super unique masterpiece. Now, lastly, instead of replacing that outdated vanity, give it a makeover with paint and some new hardware. Now, here you're going to want to use oil-based paint. It's going to work best in this sort of moist bathroom environment. It's also going to be easier to clean. Just make sure when you're painting, you use some good ventilation in that space, because these oil-based paints are kind of stinky, and we don't want those fumes to kind of knock you over in the middle of your project. But definitely great ways to make a big change for a little bit of dough.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and as the weather gets nicer, you're likely going to be spending more and more time on your deck. And that's why now is the best time to make sure that deck is safe. We're going to share tips to spot signs of deck trouble before it becomes dangerous on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. A close confidant of Xi Jinping has been tapped to be China's next premier. BBC's Stephen McDonnell reports.
The story of this Congress is the story of Xi Jinping shoring up his already considerable grip on power. And the latest step has been the appointment of the new premier. Many were surprised when Li Qiang was put into this number two position in the Chinese government system. And that's because he was in charge in Shanghai during the disastrous COVID lockdown, very poorly handled. However, before that, he was known to many in business there as a reasonably good leader.
News of the reapproachment between longtime regional rivals Saudi Arabia and Iran sent shockwaves through the Middle East and dealt a symbolic blow to Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who had made the threat posed by Tehran a public diplomacy priority and a personal crusade. The Iran-Saudi deal came after more than a year of negotiations in Baghdad and more recent talks in China. Russian forces have made progress in the crucial frontline city of Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine.
In muddy fields and dugouts near Bakhmut, Ukrainian forces fire a powerful howitzer 2S1 towards Russian positions. Ukrainian paratrooper Mikhail tells the AP, it's hard to defend the Bakhmut stronghold because a lot of enemy forces are concentrated here. And also, the weather is not allowing us to use vehicles. It's too muddy. Britain's defense ministry has said that units from the Russian-controlled Wagner Group have captured most of eastern Bakhmut. But the UK warns that Russia's assault will be difficult to sustain without further harsh losses. I'm Karen Chamas.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that I can tell you fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
As students struggle to recover from pandemic learning loss, experts say only a small fraction are getting the extra tutoring help they need.
Over a year and a half of disruptions from COVID-19 left a measurable learning gap for many U.S. students, but less than 10% received any kind of tutoring this fall. That's according to a survey of the nation's largest school districts by the Associated Press and the nonprofit Chalkbeat. On the question of why more students aren't getting tutoring, the AP found many parents didn't know it was available or didn't realize their children needed it. School districts have also struggled to hire tutors. And in cases where tutoring was available, the typical after-school and weekend scheduling didn't always work for families. I'm Jennifer King.
Connecticut is suing the operator of the state's 23 highway rest stops, alleging the New Haven-based Project Service is refusing to pay more than $2.7 million in back wages to food service workers. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. In a story from the police blotter, former Alabama basketball player Darius Miles has been indicted on capital murder charges in connection with the death of 23-year-old woman back in January.
Defense lawyers confirmed the indictment handed up by a Tuscaloosa County grand jury against Darius Miles and his friend Michael Davis. Witnesses said there was a verbal altercation between two groups near the University of Alabama campus January 15th. Jamia Harris was killed. A police investigator testified Miles provided the handgun, which Davis allegedly used in the shooting. Two other Crimson Tide players were at the scene, but they have not been charged. Miles had been sidelined with an ankle injury. The university kicked him off the team and off the campus after he was arrested in January. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Fox News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
All right, welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here. Bottom of the hour, one of the deepest thinkers, nicest guys, most interesting you'll ever meet, Dr. Drew Pinsky, board-certified internist. You know him on the radio, YouTube, television, everything else. He was kind enough to be on with us on One Nation last two Saturday nights ago. And with me in studio, Dan Bilak, one of our favorite all-time guests, member of the Territorial Defense Forces of Ukraine. He has finally left that country to come to be with you as former chief investment advisor to the prime minister of Ukraine and now in studio. Dan, welcome.
A pleasure to be here, Brian.
All right, so Dan, before we get inside Ukraine, the latest on the war, the holdup with Bakhmut and how you guys are still fighting hard there, and how the latest report was the Russians are actually surging with shovels. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
This is alarming, though, because just yet another example of how Joe Biden and so many Democrats will rally the banners and man the ramparts to defend Chinese communists. That's exactly what happened on the coronavirus in early 2020. That's what happened last month.
Absolutely. Relations with China reach a new low. Tensions between nations never been so high. It's an evil regime. They cheat, they steal, they torture. But President Biden told us he could handle it. What happened?
Number two.
And I go, I would vote for Trump before I'd vote for Biden. Just because I think with Biden, like, he's gone. Like, you know he's gone. It's, you're going to be relying on his cabinet. And I knew his cabinet would be this sideshow of diversity.
Joe Rogan nails it again. I'll play the extended clip a little bit later. Can anyone on the right step up? It looks like President Trump at 78 years old. Like him or not, you can't say he lost his fastball after watching him over the weekend. Can he be stopped on the right? And will there be a rematch in 2024?
Number one.
I have made clear how I felt about the update to the criminal code. One of them was to allow dangerous murderers and rapists get out of jail early. That was opposed by many people, including me.
That was Mayor Bowser of D.C., but the D.C. Council wanted to lessen the penalties on every crime, raise the age to prosecute every crime. It was going to be blocked, and President Biden was going to sign on it. They just pulled it back. You add that to the lack of the indifference after the attack on Copland in Atlanta, you got to wonder what's happening to law and order in this country. But first things first, when it comes to foreign policy, there's nothing more important than supporting Ukraine to the best we can in the West to let them beat once and for all the Russians. And I would argue the one or two biggest rivals we have on this planet. With me right now is a man who's actually doing the work. He has left the battlefield to be with you in studio and to be with me in studio. Dan, welcome. Great to see you. Great to meet you in person for the first time.
Yeah, likewise, Brian.
So tell me how different your life has been since this war started.
Well, I obviously reevaluate a lot of things in your life, your values, what's important. Obviously, family, friends, country come first. Material things are a deep second. Everybody in the nation is doubling down to support the armed forces. You know, our people don't have two kopecks to rub together, and we've raised $500 million. From Ukrainians alone to fund the armed forces and it's just total resistance. Everybody is involved. You're either on the front or you're working for the front. And there's no way we're going to lose.
Were you convinced that the invasion was going to happen?
Personally, I was. I think I was one of the few people in the country that actually believed it was going to happen. I still felt it back in the spring of 2021 when he started circling our borders with his tanks and weaponry as part of their military exercises. And then by October when he did it again and he left all the stuff there, it was pretty clear where this was going.
Do you know the interesting, the soldiers, and you could know better than me, the Russian soldiers would said, we didn't know we were going in. So they were kind of surprised. Others, they had cop uniforms. They thought they were just going to take the capital and take over the country and try to put law and order in. Do you find that a lot of the Russian soldiers didn't know what the mission was?
Yeah, I wouldn't overstate that. I think Putin's cabinet didn't know what the mission was. I think there was a very small group of people that took the decisions. But a lot of these soldiers that said, we didn't know, we were coming in on training exercises, when you check their packs and stuff, you found maps and instructions and orders and things like that. So, you know, they knew by the time they entered Ukraine, they knew what they were doing.
But they weren't trained to do it.
Well, the first group that came in was the highly trained ones. This is one of the things that is really the story of this war, is that they put in their most highly specialized, highly trained troops right at the beginning, and we took them out. And we've degraded the entire Russian army by about 40 to 50% over the course of the last year.
Would you think 200,000 casualties, dead or wounded, is accurate?
Yeah, I think that's right. That's not my stats. Those are stats of the Americans and the Brits.
And why do you think you're fighting so much better than them? Why do you feel as though you're more organized with more of a sense of mission? Why? How did that happen?
Well, first of all, as I said, this is total resistance. We're fighting for our country. And not only that, we're fighting against extermination. I mean, this is a genocidal war, Brian. I mean, they've come in to wipe out Ukraine and wipe out Ukrainians. So we have no choice but to fight, and we have no choice but to win.
But you are organized with a sense of mission and hierarchy and...
Well, actually, the key is that this Ukrainian propensity to self-organization has really helped. That we fight tactically, we fight smart, we shoot better. And I'm really grateful to the people of the United States for the weapons we've got, because it gives us a huge advantage. The Russians are very heavy. They're fighting the same war they fought 300 years ago. It's just all about bodies on the battlefield and overwhelm the enemy. And, we've been much more strategic and tactical and effective.
So I want to bring in when Sergey Lavrov was addressing the G20 over in India. Listen to his statement and listen to the audience when he made it. Cut 38.
You know, the war which we are trying to stop and which was launched against us using Ukrainian people, of course, it influenced the policy of Russia.
Does he expect people to believe that the war in which was inflicted on us, that you started the war?
Yeah, frankly, I don't think they care what we think.
What about the rest of the world? Why would he say that?
Because it's for domestic consumption.
Laughter?
Exactly. It means that they're laughing at us. They're against us. Our people are. We need your support. The people of Russia, we need your support to double down. And we're under attack, even in India. You know, I don't think Lavrov's not a stupid guy. I mean, he's told to say what he has to say. They're just trying to be consistent with their messaging as ridiculous as it is.
Bring us to battle. Right now, everyone's talking about Bakhmut, but the longer they stay there, is that to your strategic advantage to wear them out there and fight? Because evidently you guys don't want to give up the city, but it's almost entirely encircled and one of the exit bridges was destroyed.
Yeah, Brian. It's a bit of a gamble, but we have been very successful over the course of the last few months in degrading the Russian army, which we have to continue doing in order to be able to successfully launch our counteroffensive, especially in the south, to cut off their supply lines, cut them off from Kherson and Crimea, and then take back the Donbass. We've taken a terrible, terrible price. We've paid a terrible, terrible price for this, but we're killing five of theirs to one of ours, and that's a strategic move. I don't know how long it's going to last, though.
Because you don't want a situation like Mariupol where everyone takes prisoner, correct?
Yeah, no, and we can't afford to. These are our best fighters. You know, these are the dregs of their society that are coming at us, prisoners, rapists, murderers,
they literally
pedophiles.
Run some unarmed at you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they fought the Second World War that way. Stalin gave them pitchforks to attack German position. They just kept mowing them down until they ran out of bullets.
Right.
This is why we need the equipment. This is why we need what we're asking for from our allies faster and in greater quantities so that we can have the advantage on the battlefield using weapons.
I don't know if it was called Stalingrad or Leningrad, but I guess they consider that a great victory. They lost 1.4 million people.
Yeah, no, exactly. And Stalin lost a million people just taking Berlin, which had, at that point, had no real strategic value, but it had political value. Bakhmut for the Russians is huge because they've had nothing. They've not achieved any of their aims. Putin has not achieved
anything. So he wants this as a PR win.
100% to tell his people that we took a major city. It's now no longer a major city because it's flattened. And out of 70,000 people that were there pre-war, there's only about 4,000 left.
Here's a little from the front lines, a report from the front lines from Western News, CBS, Cut 37.
As the battlefield turns from ice into mud, there's still a chill in the air as we're taken to one of the Ukrainian military's most vital lookout points, close to Bakhmut. It's where we meet Izhak, who keeps a close eye on Russian positions below. What's the biggest threat facing you right now? Our biggest fear is artillery, he says, because it can hit us at any time. You don't know when, where, or how. Kremlin-backed forces say they're close to encircling this charred and ruined city as they stand accused of committing horrific atrocities here. International outrage is growing following the apparent Russian execution of this Ukrainian soldier. Glory to Ukraine, were his final words before being shot. It's a defiance Masik, who's just returned from Bakhmut, understands. Lots of us have been killed, he says, but this is our land, and we must keep fighting. At a nearby location, deep in the woods, we meet up with members of a tank unit who have also experienced the horrors of Bakhmut firsthand. This video shows them taking a direct hit from Russian fire. Vladislav was driving the tank at the time.
Are you worried that Bakhmut will fall to the Russians?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Look, he says, if the Russians take Bakhmut, then Ukraine will be at a serious breaking point.
That's not true.
That's obviously, if you're down in Bakhmut, it looks that way. But from all the indications, both here and in Ukraine, it's not a strategic defeat. It's a setback. But we have already prepared the fallback positions so that we, if we're going to leave Bakhmut, we have a line of defense that will prevent them from going to Kramatorsk and Slovyansk. We'll still have high ground.
So the one thing, as I mentioned to you, the NBC has a report that the Russians are forced to fight with shovels because they have an ammo shortage. So this Wagner group, how much better, how much different are they as fighters? Because we also hear they're recruiting from prisons. Then they were told you can't recruit from prisons anymore. Who are they?
Yeah, this is a private military company run by a guy named Yevgeny Prigozhin.
But they are Russians, right?
They are Russians, and they're basically used by the Russian military and by Putin especially as sort of plausible deniability. They're their wet ops guys. But, you know, we destroyed a huge part of Wagner Group early in the war, and that's why they've had to recruit from prisoners, from prisons. There are 50,000 prisoners in Bakhmut. And of those 50,000, there's probably 10,000 left. Everybody else is dead.
So when they talk about this elite group as if they're their version of the Navy SEALs, it's just not correct.
Oh, no. I mean, nothing close to that.
Is there a rivalry between the Russian regulars and the Wagner group?
Yeah, 100%. And as bad as the Wagner group is, they're better than the Russian army. And that's the problem that the Russians have. Is
they don't even pick up the bodies on the
Brian, it's horrible. My friends who've just come from Bakhmut said that, you know, they, even in winter, the stench on the battlefield is so bad, you can hardly breathe because the bodies, not only are they just lying on the field rotting, but the next wave of people are climbing over the bodies of their comrades, and they're just piling up.
What I kept hearing was in Afghanistan, one of the reasons they pulled out is the Russian mom said, I'm tired of sending my sons into that terrible war. Why aren't they saying it now?
Yeah, it's a really good question. You know, there's a mentality that, you know, we're under threat and so we have to, defend the nation. And that's the story that Putin has sold them on. You know, your average Russian gets all of their information from television, which is completely controlled by the Kremlin. But this is also deeply, deeply ingrained in the Russian psyche, this notion that, you know, somehow this is all going to fall apart because Russia's not really a nation state. It's an artificial construct. It's a colonizer. And it's an empire. And so it's really held together by one thing only, and that's repression.
Congratulations. I'd look for something else. Dan Bilak, a couple more minutes when we get back, including are they getting the weapons they need at the pace in which they need them? We'll find out as Dan left Ukraine to talk to you. Don't move.
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DRAG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DRAG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DRAG.
What do you mean we went searching for fresher powder? We have full classes today.
Instructor Depp. It's time to know.
The chair of the Board of Supervisors is blaming the prosecutor's inability to manage her office and keep her staff. Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He was a boy from Oklahoma who captured the hearts of Yankee fans the world over from 1951 to 1968 and helped win seven World Series titles. On March 1st, 1969, Mickey Mantle announced his retirement from baseball.
To think that the Yankees are retiring my number seven with numbers 3, 4, and 5 tops off everything that I could ever wish for. I've often wondered how a man who knew he was going to die could stand here and say that he was the luckiest man in the world. But now I think I know how Lou Gehrig felt. been a great honor. I'll never forget it. God bless you all, and thank you very much.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Movie Profile with Fandango's Eric Davis, and a look at where some of the year's Oscar Best Picture nominees are on the Rotten Tomatoes tomato meter, starting with the Cate Blanchett-led Tar.
Tar is at 90% on the tomato meter. It's Cate Blanchett being the legend that she is, turning in a powerful performance as a masterful conductor and composer who begins to fall from grace. Blanchett and Michelle Yeoh are neck and neck as frontrunners in that Best Actress category.
Women Talking is up for the top title.
So Women Talking is 91% on the tomato meter. It is an exceptional ensemble picture based on a celebrated story about a group of women living in a colony who come together to debate leaving the colony after one of their own is raped.
There's also Triangle of Sadness.
So this is lowest on the tomato meter at 72%, and it's perhaps a surprise nominee. The film is a dark comedy about a bunch of rich, snobby people who go on a nightmare cruise and wind up stranded on an island.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We have a few more minutes with Dan Bilak. He's back from Ukraine to help us out and give us an up-close personal view of what it's like in that war-torn country. Member of the Territorial Defense Forces of Ukraine, former chief investment officer, advisor to the prime minister of Ukraine. You were advisor to a few prime ministers, right?
Two, yeah.
Two. So right now, are you getting the weapons you need at the pace in which you need them?
Unfortunately, from the perspective of both our political leaders and our military, probably not. We still haven't got a lot of the stuff that was promised to us back in the summer and the fall. We're really running short on munitions, shells, ammunition, and things like that. The last two packages from the administration, from the American people, have started to address that shortage. But, you know,
you would have had a surge in the winter if you were armed.
I suspect that that's what would have happened. The original plan was to do something this winter to take advantage of the situation. But, you know, they lob for 60,000 shells at us a week, and we can respond with 20. And that's still a lot. That's 20,000 shells a week.
Are the Patriots in place?
Not yet. Apparently they're coming this month. Our guys are training up really, really fast, and we're also training on the Leopard tanks and the Challengers in the UK. The Bradleys are coming apparently, the Abrams tanks are going to take a little longer because they're much.
Which makes no sense to me. We have all these tanks. What do you mean? The Marines gave up all their tanks. They didn't want them anymore. Where are they?
Well, you need a huge logistics and maintenance battalions behind them, and that takes a while to put together. But you know, we can't live with the delivery time of the end of the year. I mean, we have to start to take this window of opportunity where the Russians are hurting and they're on the back foot and they're running out of ammo. They're using these tanks from World War II now coming to the front lines. We need to take advantage of that with modern equipment, and that means we got to move by April, May.
Do you believe the Chinese are prepared to give them lethal weapons?
Brian, this is a real big game changer if it happens, because it means that this is no longer a regional or European conflict. It becomes a global conflict. This will be a direct challenge to the United States. And that's sort of the Chinese are sort of the elephant in the room in all of this. I think it's, you know, dictators like to work with other dictators. They feel comfortable. And I think that the whole world, including Americans and Europeans, are finding that there's a cost to doing business with dictators. You know,
already making moves to overthrow the Moldovan government, I heard.
They would certainly like to do that. Just, you know, the idea of the whole Russian way of waging warfare is hybrid.
Infiltrate
and mix it up, psychological warfare. You know, take advantage, create situations you can take advantage of.
Well, one thing you're showing the whole world how tough you are as a country, how determined you are, how you're willing to fight. I think Ukraine is synonymous with toughness and savvy and grit from here on in. And hopefully this is the year you go for the complete win. Dan, stay safe.
Thank you, Brian. And, you know, God bless the people. people of the United States of America. Without you, we never could have gotten this far, and hopefully we can get this done this year together.
Absolutely. Great to see you, Dan Bilak. Dr. Drew Pinsky's next. Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here.
Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke,
and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Listeners, celebrate St. Paddy's Day with a week's worth of Irish flair. Enjoy an early Irish Benedict, midday Reuben sandwich, or traditional corned beef and cabbage dinner served daily from Thursday through Sunday, March 16th through the 19th. Pair it up with a beer or end with a delicious slice of carrot cake for the perfect treat. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hop takes over your commercials, I'll hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop.
calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
So Indian people love to talk about how much they miss home. But the one thing America does better is everything. I mean, I dreamt of coming to America just like Eddie Murphy. So I've been married for 21 years. Thank you. A really nice Indian man. We're the perfect Indian couple. We do math for fun. I've never said I love you to my husband. I mean, it's only been 21 years. What's the rush? But if he said it to me, I would know he's cheating on me. With a white woman. Where else would he get this nonsense? We've also never had a candlelight dinner. I mean, we came to America for the electricity.
That's so funny. Zana Garg is here, and that was some of her stand-up comedy. She just started a short time ago, already a huge hit. Zana, welcome.
Thank you. Namaste, Brian. So excited to be here.
So first off, it's amazing how busy you are. You did One Nation. That was the highlight. Saturday, yeah. We saw you. But over the weekend, you're booked for the next few weekends, and you just started comedy, right?
Well,
It
turns out there's a huge market for trashing your Indian mother-in-law.
So that is true. So who do you work with for your material? Like, are you taking this out of the news? Are you?
Yeah, I mean, of course, life gives you the material. You live in New York City, America, there's constantly something happening. India, you know, Indian politics is very colorful. I start every day with the Indian news, actually.
You do?
Yeah, because...
Because you were born there.
I was born and raised there. So, you know, some things just are a part of you.
Right.
So the Indian newspaper is just a part of my existence. Starts with their news, then the news here. And, you know, life just keeps, something new keeps happening.
And you see the separation between the Indian culture. Not only do you live it, but you read it.
Absolutely.
So, like, for example, what's hot in India right now? Like, what are the top things in India?
I mean, you know, India has a very right-wing government. So everything is about religion and religious stuff in the last few years. It's made a move in that way. So it's almost reached a comical level, you know. And I'm Hindu, so I'm with the majority, but it's gone to extremes and it's comical. So there's something about entertainment that is somehow tied into the news.
Right.
Like there's one of the biggest Hindi movies is a Bollywood movie right now. It's a huge hit. And the woman in the movie is wearing a saffron colored bikini for one of the songs. And like the whole nation is up in arms that she's wearing the Indian like Hindu color. You would never, like, who would have made that connection? Yeah. But, you know, life works out, right? So because they created such a hue and cry, that song that nobody was going to watch now got watched by everybody on earth.
Wow. And what does transfer? What are the stories in India that are resonating here? Are people talking about?
I mean, I think like the whole freedom of speech thing transfers all the time because people get in trouble for saying all kinds of things in India.
You have cancel culture in India?
It's different because it's not here. It's extremely woke. It's like, you know, it's about offending everybody.
Right.
There, it's pretty much about offending the one religion, the one majority that's running the country. So it's limited in its scope.
Right.
Because you can say anything you want about other people. You could call people fat. You can call women stupid. You can do all of that.
Right.
What
but it's not encouraged.
No, it's kind of encouraged. Yeah. On International Women's Day, let me announce, it is okay to call women fat in the news in India. No, but it's... Look, the things that will get you canceled here don't even register a blip back there. That's just a fact. It's a much harsher world to live in.
Right.
In America, we hold ourselves to a much higher standard where we're like, but now it's gotten to another absurd
level.
Crazy. It's like, what can you say?
Right.
You know, as a comedian, that's what you struggle with. What are you allowed to say at some point?
But do you really worry? It doesn't seem like, for watching you do stand-up, it doesn't seem like you worry too much about that.
You can't, because whatever you worry about is not what's going to happen. They're going to get you, but it's not going to be about what you thought it was going to be.
So,
you know what I mean?
So Goldie Hawn, you know Goldie Hawn,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course.
She blasts cancel culture. She says it's ruining comedy.
Yeah.
Now here's her quote. It's in Variety. She says, I think it's important to stand vigilant on people's behavior and really understand what they're out of, when they're out of line. But I'm concerned about these areas. Suddenly you don't have a job. Suddenly you can't date a woman within the business or you get fired. They're canceling books, classic books that no one can read. I don't like it. There's a mistrust everywhere. So not only is there a cancel culture, but there's a cancel wars now. Schools are politicized. But for the greater good of our children, no one should be doing that. So is that the buzz before you go on stage with other comedians? Hey, can I say this? You know, who's in my audience today?
You know, I should be worried about it.
You don't care.
I don't care.
Right.
Because I know it's unpredictable. Who is the world expert on cancel culture who can guide me anyway? No one knows.
Right.
No one knows.
And I think doesn't Dave Chappelle show you should walk right through the fire anyway?
Exactly. And I think I have faith, I have faith that my audience understands what I'm trying to say.
Right.
And I have to leap with that faith.
So how about the American Indian community?
Yeah.
When you were out there and you just said, I try to think about what America does better, everything. Does anyone say, hey, come on, we don't need that?
Well, they can say that, and then I'm going to show them the lines outside the U.S. Embassy all over India, people begging and pleading to get in. So it's not a matter of what I think or they think. It's
right.
Just a matter of fact. We send so many tech workers in America that even the big corporations are like, we may need to limit the number. if we let every engineer from India in, no one from anywhere else can come in.
Also, so Zarna Garg is here. And Zarna, this is another cut from you talking about high school at that great comedy club, Gotham Comedy Club, right here in Manhattan. Cut 47.
I have a 13-year-old son. My very handsome 13-year-old son recently started walking to school with a girl. Naturally, I follow them. And my husband has been so impressed. He's like, he's walking to school with a white blonde girl. And you don't have a problem with that. I told him there's nothing to worry about. It's not like she's going to get into a great high school. Everybody sits next to the Korean kids.
That is fantastic. See, there you go. You're not worried about anything.
I can't. I can't worry about it. I have to, you know, I'm building my comedy career. And I have complete faith that people understand why I'm doing it. Number one, I need to trash my mother-in-law. Get
right.
on board, people.
It's good for your personal well-being.
Yes. This is therapy that I get paid for.
Right.
After paying for years of therapy in America, I was like, I'm going to do this the other way.
Right, let's go reverse it. Now, how many kids do you have?
Three. So many. I'm Indian. You know, that's our brand.
That's your brand.
Yeah.
And you like all of them.
No, not equally. Come
right,
on.
Right,
Come
equally.
On. One is my favorite, the oldest boy. Come on.
He is your favorite.
Yeah.
And are they all on board with this? Mom's away every weekend now.
I mean, they are on board because I still pay all their bills. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, my apartment and my home is not a democracy. And nor
right.
do I claim that it is. It's a monarchy, and I'm the monarch.
Right. And the monarch... You know what? The monarch can do whatever they want.
Yes, exactly. Or, you know, feel free to figure it out. You know, go try your luck in the big bad world outside.
So Mike Birbiglia read an essay of your daughter's. So here's the essay of your daughter. This is her kind of pushing you to go do stand-up.
Yeah.
Because you're funny.
Well.
But she knew you were funny before you got on stage, right?
People have used the word funny with my name my whole life. But if you're Indian, that means nothing. Funny doesn't make you a doctor.
What do you mean?
Because we don't know what to do with funny.
Yeah,
Indian
right.
people are not comedians. Like,
right.
if you think of all the Indians, you know, they're stressed out all the time. That's how we live.
Right.
We don't say, don't worry, be happy. We say, don't happy, be worried.
Here's the essay, cut 48.
As she began dreaming of a comedy career, the reality of her current life as a stay-at-home mom sank in. She began to cry and told me it was too late for her. I could not bear to watch her struggle between ambition and doubt. Her birthday was coming up. Although I already bought her a present, I realized what I actually wanted to give her was the strength to finally put herself first and take a chance. I placed little notes of encouragement inside the water dispenser. I asked my family and closest friends to do the same. These friends told her other friends, and eventually I had grown a network of supporters who emailed me their admiration for my mom. From these emails, I hand-wrote 146 notes crediting all of these supporters that also believed in my mom. Some provided me with sentences, others with five-paragraph-long essays. Yet each note was an iteration of the same sentiment. You are hilarious, full of life, and ready to take on the stage. On the day of her birthday, my mom unwrapped my oddly shaped present and saw the water dispenser I bought her. She was not surprised, as she had hinted at it for many years, but then, as she kept unwrapping, she saw that inside the dispenser there were these little notes that filled the whole thing. As she kept picking out and reading the notes, I could tell she was starting to believe what they said. She started to weep with her hands full of notes. She could not believe the support was real and that everyone knew she had a special gift and believed in her. Within 2 months, my mom performed her first set in a New York comedy club. Within a year, my mom booked a monthly headlining show at the nation's premier comedy club. I'm not sure what happened to the water dispenser, but I've read the notes with my mom countless times. They are framed and line the walls of her new office space that she rented with the profits she made from working as a professional comedian. For many parents, their children's careers are their greatest accomplishment. But for me, my mom's is mine.
That's pretty cool. That's great.
Yeah.
So you were on his podcast?
Yes, I was.
So, and then he read that essay.
That's right.
Well, how many years ago was that?
Last year.
That was last year?
Yeah.
That's almost impossible what you pulled off already. I mean, people wait 10 years to be a headliner, and that's incredible.
I mean, I don't really think about it. You know, it just happened. It's organic. I'm right. Telling you, there is a market for, like, making Indian jokes, I think, that no one knew existed.
Did you feel, what was the hardest thing you had to do from the person with the sense of humor to the stand-up comic to deliver? What was the hardest part of it?
You know, I would say the hardest part is learning the structure of actual joke telling. So I know a classic stand-up comedian. It's jokes, 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 jokes. So learning to structurally write material in a way that it's delivered like a machine gun rapid fire, telling my story in a succinct way like that, it's an education. Mm-hmm. And I'm still learning. Every week I take classes, I do lessons. Because my audience comes in and I want to deliver the real tightest punch that I can. But things have worked out. Honestly, this is America. This is where it can happen.
It's a meritocracy in comedy.
It would not have happened in India. I tell you right now, I tell everybody, this can only happen for me in America. I've lived in Switzerland. I've lived in Sweden. I've lived in India, of course, most of my life when I was growing up. It would not have happened anywhere else, only in this country.
So why do you think that is?
Because in this country, if you're good, people value that above a lot of other things. That would have, like in India, it would have been, who do I know? And I know nobody.
Also, I think it's interesting, but you have to perform. So yeah. you could have generations of stand-up comedy. As soon as you go on stage, you got two or three times, it'll be like, well, Zarna doesn't have it.
Yeah.
But it is a meritocracy. Comedy is it.
It's the most immediate assessment of, like, which is why it's hard. Like, you've got to be able to take the heat. But because I've been doing this my whole life, even though not on a stage and I didn't know what comedy as a career was, when I first did my open mic, I was like, white people do this? This is a job? Right. I've been robbed of millions.
Right.
I've been doing this my whole life. My whole life, somebody gave me a mic and said, you say something. So, you know, but I treat every show like a big extended dinner party.
Right.
In my mind, that's how I work.
They're over at your house, you feel as though you got to keep the jokes rolling.
Exactly. And why not? You know, my mother-in-law's done everything to try to stop me, just so you know that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in America, there's this whole, like, where did coronavirus originate? Was it the lab? Was it the bat? I'm telling you right now, it was my mother-in-law's kitchen.
It happened there.
It happened there, right. And it got out of hand.
Right. And what is her, and right now, when you told, do you remember telling her that you're doing stand-up? Do you remember her reaction? Was she one of your supporters?
Well,
or will that blow it if she...
Well, she couldn't speak a word of English until last year. And then this year, she just texted me. She's like, I have an agent. She has an agent. Because she now thinks she's such a big part of my act that I'm going to need her.
That is so funny. Yeah. Hey, all right, we have a few more minutes with Zarna. Garg, by the way, this is where you could see her. March 10th and 11th, the Detroit House of Comedy. West Side Comedy Club, March 16th and 22nd. Is that right here in New York?
Yeah.
Okay. Governor's in Levittown. That's right by my house. That'll be St. Patrick's Day, the 17th and 18th. You have no plans those days?
Well, I'm working. That's
all right.
The plan.
But that's why. Because I could never, as an Irish guy, I could never work St. Patrick's Day. I'd
well, you come to my show and you have a good time. Bring your whole
That's
family.
Where I could do it. It would
yes.
be a brand new tradition.
Yes.
Laugh Out Loud, a comedy club over in San Antonio, the 24th and 26th. The Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey, April 6th to 8th. And then the Dania Improv in Florida?
Yes.
Okay. April 14th to 15th. This is a busy schedule.
Yes.
You're going to have a lot of miles at the end of this.
Yes. I have a lot of kids, a lot of bills to pay.
I understand, and they're very pricey. More with Zarna in a moment.
Yeah. Want even more, Brian? Download the podcast at BrianKilmeadShow.com. Every episode, exclusive interviews on demand. More of Kilmeade coming up.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-410-0011. 800-410-0011. That's 800-410-0011.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DRAG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DRAG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DRAG.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Singer-songwriter Ed Sheeran makes the Dean's List for making surprise visits to children's hospitals during his free time. Staff and patients at Melbourne's Royal Children's Hospital in Australia cheered as Ed Sheeran performed his hit songs in his spare time between shows. I'm thinking about how hospital staff say it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience to see Ed Sheeran with these kids and making their day. This isn't the first time the superstar has stopped by local hospitals to perform for patients and their caregivers. The pictures show the absolute joy from the children, their families, doctors, and nurses as he performs in hospital rooms. One young fan even performed a duet of one of his famous songs, and he stayed a little longer to sit down and talk with the kids, listen to their stories, and find out where they lived. Ed Sheeran, you are awesome. Keep spreading that sunshine. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Health Call for Health. People will soon be able to self-test for both flu and COVID in one fell swoop without leaving their homes.
The Food and Drug Administration authorizing the first over-the-counter test that can detect both influenza A and B and the virus that causes COVID-19. The FDA says using samples from a nasal swab, the Lucira COVID-19 and flu home test will provide results in about half an hour. Adults will also be able to take samples from kids ages 2 and older. The FDA recommends that those who test positive contact their doctor to report the results and receive follow-up care. The director of the agency's Center for Devices and Radiological Health, Dr. Jeff Schurin, writing in a press release, the FDA strongly supports innovation in test development. We're eager to continue advancing greater access to at-home infectious disease testing to best support public health needs. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Like, well, what's this girl, Meghan Markle? Seemed like a nice lady. Just complaining. I was like, didn't she hit the light skin lottery and still going on complaining, acting all dumb like she don't know nothing? Going on Oprah, I didn't know. I had no idea how racist they were. What the f*** is she talking about? She didn't know. It's the royal family. They're the original racists. Because she's complaining. I'm like, what the f*** is she talking about? They're so racist. They wanted to know how brown the baby's going to be. I'm like, that's not racist, because even black people want to know how brown the baby gonna be.
So that obviously is Chris Rock from his live special on Netflix, where at the end of the show he addressed the whole slap with Will Smith. Did you, we're with me right now, another star, Zarna Garg, who, by the way, I made a critical mistake. On May 5th and 7th, if you were going to call her or knock on her door, she would not be home. She is going to be on stage in Phoenix, right?
Yes.
Is that the 6th, 5th, 6th, and 7th?
Yes, that's
okay.
Right.
Yes. So, yeah, 5th, 6th. So I forgot the one date along with the other seven that you're going to be doing basically every weekend. What did you think of the special? I don't know if you've watched it.
Yeah.
But it was a news event, too.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it... Listen, only he can pull off a live special like that. It's very difficult to do it. Most of us who film specials do 2-3 takes and we edit the best parts. What he pulled off, really, really difficult. He had the eyes of the whole world on him. And I think he did a phenomenal job. I think he said whatever he wanted to say. And I love how he did it.
Right.
The ultimate revenge is money.
Like
he got paid to tell his
story.
A lot of money. It's like it could not be more all-American to me.
I mean, right away you think he's going to sit down with Oprah or he's going to sit down with Diane Sawyer. It's like, why would I give them ratings?
No.
I'm going to wait. And the longer he waited, the bigger story it was. For you, you're doing a streaming special. You don't know what platform yet, but what, do you have the venue set?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we already shot it.
Oh, you shot it.
It's shot. It's edited. I know the platform, but they're going to make the actual announcement. It's going to be very special. They're very excited about it. My special is going to be called One in a Billion. And
it's great.
Coming in 2 months.
All right. So funny. I was talking to one stand-up. He's got a problem. Netflix didn't like some of his content.
Yeah.
So he said, I'm just going to do it myself.
Yeah.
And he made more money doing it himself.
Absolutely.
And that's the key. And your kid's got to go to college. So it's all about Zarna getting money. Zarna, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DRAG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DRAG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DRAG.
Hi,
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Get ready. It's time to change the clocks. Standard time is about to end.
The transition to daylight saving time comes at 2 a.m. Sunday across most of the country. We lose an hour of sleep and need to be careful not to be late for Sunday morning events. But we gain more daylight in the evening in the months ahead. The time change is not observed in most of Arizona, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and some Pacific territories. An Associated Press NORC Center poll found most people in the U.S. don't like switching between standard and daylight saving time, which will end November 5th. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Tens of thousands of Israelis demonstrated Saturday against a contentious plan to overhaul the judiciary, as the government pressing ahead with the plan. Nationwide demonstrations have been a regular weekly event for more than 2 months as Prime Minister Netanyahu and his allies are pledging to press ahead with a series of bills that would strip the Supreme Court of its ability to review legislation and give coalition politicians control over judicial appointments. Representative Bill Huizenga is leading the GOP attack on the Democrats' environmental, social, and governance standards for investment fund managers.
We know that the decisions that are being made are being driven for political reasons and for social reasons, not for investment reasons.
Huizenga, speaking with the Salem Radio Network, says that's a fundamental violation of the fund manager's fiduciary responsibility to seek the highest returns for their investors. Record-breaking Cyclone Freddy made its second landfall in Mozambique Saturday night, pounding the southern African nation with heavy rains, disrupting transport and telecommunications services. This is townhall.com.
When you take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. relieffactor.com.
John Scott has a report on a new cooler recall.
Yeti has recalled 1.9 million coolers and gear cases because magnets can come detached from them, posing a risk of serious injury or death. The Consumer Product Safety Commission said consumers should immediately stop using the 4 recalled products and contact Yeti for refund information. The products being recalled are the Sidekick Dry Gear Case, M20 Soft Backpack Cooler, and M30 Soft Cooler version 1.0 and 2.0. If swallowed, 2 or more high-powered magnets can attract to each other or to another metal object and get stuck in the digestive system, John Scott reported.
Kentucky State Senate voted 26-6 to advance a bill to put limits on drag shows Supporters say it's a child protection measure, while opponents call it an unconstitutional attack aimed at LGBTQ groups. More news and analysis at townhall.com. What a difference a year makes.
Last winter, most ski resorts at Lake Tahoe had to postpone their usual November openings simply because there was not enough snow. This season, several have been forced to close at times because there's too much snow. Relentless winter has dumped more than 50 feet of snow on mountain resorts around the lake since December, the latest storm forcing a half dozen to shut down Friday. But locals who've been skiing at Tahoe for decades say any disruptions are offset by the premium powdery snow conditions and being able to ski till the end of May. Jason Walker reporting.
A podcaster and her husband have been found shot to death in their home near Seattle, along with the man who had been suspected of stalking the woman for months. The elderly mother of the podcast host, though, was able to escape. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
From high atop Fox News headquarters in New York City, always seeking solutions, never sowing division, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here. We have a lot to discuss today, of course, on this beautiful Wednesday. With me in studio, a man that until he won and took that three-hour show in a more prime location. We used to do hits all the time until your show became 3 hours. Stuart Varney's with me. The same Stuart Varney from Varney & Company and American Built. Stuart, did you think when you accepted that shift how it was going to affect our relationship?
No, I didn't, actually. I was not aware
not
of
even
change
a pause?
In our relationship. Actually, I wanted a six-hour show, which would have actually killed any hits that I might possibly do with you.
Wow, that really hurts, because I would make you post-tape before you left the building in jeans. But, Stu, we used to do it like once a week, right?
We did.
And then what happened?
Did you miss me?
Yeah, of course.
Get out of here.
I mean, your huge personality, every day is your best show, the next day is going to be better than that. That attitude, that's unbelievable.
You've got to be inclusive. You've got to have a couple of foreign accents on your show. Come on.
Absolutely,
man.
You're right. Drew Pinsky has a bit of a West Coast accent.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count. So, Stuart, I was just fascinated with the fact that President Biden made this statement a few days ago saying, I'm going to warn you, I'm going to raise your taxes.
Oh, please.
And he said, for you billionaires playing 2 or 3%, not anymore. Billionaires playing 2 or 3%, we should unwind that a little.
I saw that speech. And what he's doing is he's mixing up apples and oranges. He's saying, no firefighter should pay a higher tax rate than a billionaire. Well, he's confusing capital gains income, which is unearned income from your stock and bond holdings, and your income from your work. And if you can't compare the two. It's completely different. The man was completely wrong on this. But it fits the pattern of Joe Biden. He's a tax-the-rich guy through and through. He's far more to the left than we expect. He's going to raise taxes anybody who makes over $400,000 a year of their Medicare taxes. That's going up. That could go up to a 5% level on incomes over $400,000. That's a huge tax increase. Same with Social Security. I don't know this for a fact, but odds are, when it comes to Social Security reform, he will raise taxes on everybody making $400,000 a year or more. Can you imagine that? You make $500,000-$600,000, and suddenly you've got an extra 6% to pay out on top of your city, state, local, and federal taxes. You're going to be up to a taxation level, if you're making good money, of 60, maybe even 70%. That's outrageous. I don't honestly believe that anybody should be paying more than half their income to the federal government. That is flat out immoral.
And here's Joe Biden actually saying this, just in case you think we're exaggerating it. He's addressing the firefighters union.
You know what their average tax rate is? 3%. Poor people. That's why I'm proposing a billionaire tax, because no billionaire should be paying a lower tax rate than a firefighter. Nobody. And by the way, they still have hundreds of billions, millions of dollars. It's not like it's going to be a great sacrifice.
That's pathetic. That kind of condescension is a just out of place. These people are successful people. He wants to tax success, whether it's billionaires, millionaires, or anybody else. He wants to tax success. Basically, this man is a socialist. And socialists say, you've got more of it than I've got. I want it. You're going to give it to me now. And they will use the machinery of government to take it off you. I've been there, Brian. I was in the 70s in Britain, and that's exactly what happened there. And the economy just went down.
So I didn't start, until I got this job and started hanging out with successful people that I have no, I just like to meet with other people that are successful in other aspects of their lives. And I didn't know anything about biotech. And I think I might introduce you to this guy. And he was, I didn't get permission to use his name. And he just said, when President Obama came over, his rhetoric was so harsh. He said, I had three or four different companies and few medicines I wanted to start bringing to market. I folded up 10 because I don't need to do it. He goes, why am I going to do that when there's this type of disincentive to open up business and this type of vilification of people in my bracket? I'm done. And so many people that he knew did that. Now, you might think that's probably, no, that's smart. It's like, listen, if there's no incentive to build big or small, I'm not going to do it because I got to hire the doctors. I got to get the office buildings. I got to bring this stuff to market. I got to worry about losing all my money because this is like gambling. You're gambling that this therapeutic, this medicine will help cancer, will help aneurysms or anything else.
It's exactly the same if you look at it state by state. There's a huge divide in America at the moment between blue states, New York, New Jersey, California. You know the story. And the kind of government that they're implying and the government of Florida and Texas. Imagine if you're an entrepreneur starting out in California, for example. Why stay in California? Highest tax rate on ordinary income. They want to raise taxes on the rich even more. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. You've got the freedom in America to move, jump ship. You can go to Texas. You can go to Austin. You can go to Florida. You can go to Tennessee. You can go all over the place.
You vote with your feet.
Yeah. If you live in New York City and you make really good money, okay, you will pay a marginal tax rate on every extra dollar that you earn of 14%. And that is on top of city taxes, state taxes, and federal taxes. What's the tax rate in Miami? Zero.
Right. And
why don't you leave?
I know. And you have tolls. They might say a toll, but that doesn't equal the same. But I would say this. Did you see that we're paying every illegal immigrant $360 a day, $1.4 billion a year, supposed to be $2.8 next year? Listen, I'm all for, if I could help out, I'll pay taxes. I want those roads built, those subways taken care of. We understand the money's going to go to some places, people in need. But when I'm supporting people from other countries who have no right to be here because of politically correct politicians who want to make this a sanctuary city, I'm not okay with that. Because guess what, Stuart? You and I are getting up around the same time. I'm getting up 2:30. You're getting up at 4 o'clock. You're coming in here at 5 o'clock in the morning. We want to do it. But I also think that people got to put in the same effort. I don't care what you do. You got to put an effort in. And I want to support Americans. Kevin O'Leary weighed in on this on another network. Cut 36.
I am New York Uninvestable.
Try and do a project in New York. Try and build
a data. Yeah, I'm asking, Don's point, is it beyond the taxes?
Oh, the regulatory environment is punitive. I had a project in upstate New York behind the grid in Niagara Falls for electricity, a global data center we were building. Eventually, it got so bad with the politicians in the local region and the state policy, we moved it to Norway and all the jobs. Norway has it now. Thousands of jobs coming out of that. I mean, that is That's New York. Uninvestable. Sorry, don't shoot the messenger. Just telling you the way it is.
Yeah,
that's it. Uninvestable.
Some pushback from our elected officials in New York on that.
I was just going to say Kathy Hochul.
Yeah. But
I'll debate them any time of the day you want.
We would love to talk about
the AOC. She's great at killing jobs. She kills jobs by the thousands. You know another New Jersey problem? Where did Amazon take their jobs? They took them away from her. She threatened to sue them if they created jobs. I mean, this is a reality. This is a reality that
there's a little more to it, but let's not relocate that.
Well, sorry, I'm just telling the truth.
Can I just pick up on one small element?
They don't want to hear that. Why don't they want to hear that? Are they anti-business? Hochul will debate you on that. What is she debating? There's nothing to debate.
Just let me pick up on something that Kevin said at the beginning of that soundbite. He said it's hard to get things done in New York. Dead right. I tried to renovate properties in New York City, in the New York City area. Oh, it's a minefield.
How long ago is this?
It's a total, 3 years ago. It's a total morass. You can't do it. Whereas upstate, I built a log home 20 years ago, and the planning permission for that log home, now we're miles out of New York City, 150 miles north. Up there, the planning permission was one sheet of paper. Where do you want to build? Oh, there? Okay, that's it. And the one regulatory thing that I had to pass was, a guy turns up at the door with a bucket and a shovel. He said, hi, I'm here to do the perk test. And I said, what? That's the test that you have to pass if you want to build a house. He digs a hole, fills the bucket with water, pours the water in. How long does it take to percolate through that hole? In a minute, we were done. Fine, you got planning permission. Can
that's
you believe
what
it? What a difference. What a difference.
I mean, it's almost like something Lincoln would have went through. I mean, that's how rudimentary. People don't understand. Upstate New York is very rural. I mean, it's like Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
forest. It's wide open. You have a lot of room up there. I have my two daughters, not only are up there, they play soccer up there. So I'm traveling all around catching up to them. I'm amazed. And I grew up here. How much open space there is upstate New York.
Yep.
And they're not run down towns. There are a lot. But there's Saratoga Springs, and there's I see Schenectady's coming back, and Syracuse has some signs of revitalization. Buffalo, they say, is the number one place for young singles in our country.
Yeah, well,
it's cheap, affordable, and there's a lot of young people, and there's industry.
Yeah, rural parts of New York, you're dead right. I mean, they are rural in space. I've got a tree farm up there about 100-odd miles north.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
What kind of trees?
We grow hardwood timber for furniture, not Christmas trees.
Wow.
Red oak, black cherry, white oak, hard maple. That's what we grow. And you can make a profit doing it. But they won't let you frack. I've got a big piece of property. I'm sitting on the Marcellus Shale.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
That's Governor Cuomo.
That's Governor Cuomo and Governor Hochul, too. She doesn't want it. I'm sitting on this property. I've got enough nat gas underneath my property to probably heat and light a home, 20,000 homes.
Wow.
Easy. But I can't do it. Not allowed to go get it.
So you know what kills me? I remember this. They did the environmental impact study, and Cuomo says, I'm going to wait to see what comes out. And when it came out and said it'll have negligible impact on the environment, negative impact on the environment, he said, I'm not doing it anyway. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
So he's just playing a big game because it's politically not correct. Meanwhile, a politician that's savvy, that does things for the constituents, would probably get elected in this country. Just like crack down on a crime if you're a Democrat, you're going to run for reelect. You're going to get reelected. When are they going to realize that?
It's just a divide in the country between the blue states of the Northeast and California and the red states of Florida, Texas, Tennessee, et cetera, et cetera. It's a nationwide divide.
When we come back, the difference between states and philosophies with Stuart Varney from Varney & Company on FBN from 9 till noon. He took that last hour, and it hurt our show, but it helped his career. What's more important? Discuss it with your family in the break.
Learning something new every day on The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DRAG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DRAG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DRAG.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Coronavirus crisis.
Good news for renters, but bad news for landlords. LA County has extended its COVID eviction moratorium, and the city passed sweeping permanent protections for renters. Landlords will no longer be allowed to evict tenants in any rental property, including single-family homes, unless there was unpaid rent, documented lease violations, or other covered reasons. And now, they may even need to cough up relocation costs. While tenants are thrilled, landlords are pushing back. They feel Los Angeles is asking them to solve the city's housing crisis, and Fred Sutton, the California Apartment Association's SVP of Local Public Affairs, calls it optics.
The county and the city are trying to put band-aids and do things that might be politically expedient and popular, but ultimately are incredibly counterproductive to our shared goals of affordable housing.
And many of these landlords are mom-and-pop owners who have spent nearly 3 years during COVID without rent and little hope of seeing back pay. They tell us foreclosure is a possibility, or they may leave the state entirely. Kelly O'Grady, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with the Fox Celebrity Profile with Keri Russell, who stars in the new horror comedy, Cocaine Bear.
When you got the script, what did you expect?
Well, I think my reaction is probably the same reaction you all had. It's just like, what is this movie? And, you know, we were in the middle of COVID and everything, you know, that was so intense in the world. And I think that's what led me there. I was just like, that sounds like so much fun and mm-hmm. so not real and so not like my life right now and everyone's lives. And just being with Margot again and Jesse Tyler Ferguson and Liz in the woods.
On a film especially like this, I mean, was that something you just couldn't pass up, like having this memory now?
So Margot and I are pals. Like, we go out to dinner all the time. I love her. I would do anything with her. So really, when I heard she was doing it, I was like, oh, now I can totally place Liz's tone that she's trying to do.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On March 5th, 1946, Sir Winston Churchill gave his famous Iron Curtain speech at Westminster College in Missouri. The speech was deemed by many to mark the onset of the Cold War.
From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an iron curtain has descended across the continent. Behind that line lie all the capitals of the ancient states of Central and Eastern Europe. All these famous cities and the populations around them lie in what I must call the Soviet sphere. And all our subjects, in one form or another, not only to Soviet influence, but to a very high and in some cases increasing measure of control from Moscow. This is certainly not the liberated Europe we fought to build up.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
If
you're interested in it, Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I've learned and listened and read and stuff like that. You know, it has got a little complicated between business and government and stuff like that. But you know, anyone here knows that I'm a full-throated, red-blooded, American patriot, supporter of free enterprise. So, you know, I hear the complaints on both sides. But, you know, you listen and learn from that. I don't worry that much about it. And we love Florida. We're growing in Florida left and right. You know, small businesses, large companies. I've got how many total employees we have here. I'm on my way to Tampa. We've got, you know, major operations there. Orlando, major operations. We're opening branches. And so the mayor just joined us at a small business event we did here. We're very pro-Florida.
And, you know, Mayor Suarez, he wanted to make it the Silicon Valley of Florida, become the new Silicon Valley because of the taxes and the environment. And he's been having a lot of success.
Have you noticed something about Florida recently? You see a lot of people smiling. And it's not just the weather. I mean, it seems like a dynamic, bustling, happy society where people are out, they're working,
they're
enjoying
there, yeah.
themselves. I mean, it's a fun place
going
to be.
Going back tomorrow.
You want to contrast that with New York City or New Jersey for heaven's sake? Oh, it's grim. It is grim because of the environment, the business, tax, and cultural environment that you're living in. Florida is a free state. Texas is a free state. New Jersey, New York, California, they're not.
You know what's interesting is the head of the teachers union came out, and I'll just paraphrase one of her tweets that was misspellings all over the place. Essentially said, you should get the cost of living down in Florida and stop worrying about the schools. So number one, a little bit, the prices did go up, no question about it. The prime rate has nothing to do with the president, I mean the governor, but there's a need right now to move. There's a lot of people who want to go to Florida. So that's causing the price of, it's causing the cost of living to go up.
She should ask herself, why do people want to move to Florida?
And leave New York.
Why is that? It's obvious why. Education, for a start. You can't be woke in a Florida school. You're not going to have CRT in a Florida school. You're not going to have public universities with diversity programs and diversity entry programs. You don't have that. She wants all of that because that's what she's got up north. And she understands why people are going to Florida. She understands, just don't want to admit it.
Right, and the thing is that I think it's going to help this country more than any other economic plan or spending spree would be to let people, let parents like you, your father of six, be able to pick their schools.
Yes.
If you could just pick the schools and say, okay, I want to go to that local school. I mean, I remember when I was growing up, if I said I wanted to go to a Catholic school, we did not have extra money. Now, it was never even in the play, even though my parents came from both play went to Catholic schools. So if I wanted, it just was not in the plan. But if you tell that inner city kid, you know what, I want to go to that charter school, but I don't have the money, I don't need a scholarship, but now I can go, so I could change things. You know what, the public school would get better too, because they're losing too many students, which means less teachers.
Under Governor DeSantis in Florida, parents will get $8,600 per year per child to spend on education where they wish. They could spend it on a charter school. They could spend it on a private school. They're getting a voucher system. They can do homeschooling. $8,600 per child per year goes to them for their choice of the educational for their children. Can you beat that? I mean, can you really beat that? That's how you break the monopoly on public schools of the teachers' union. That's how you enforce standards which the parents are acceptable with.
And here's how upside-down Democrats are. They used to be, like Elizabeth Warren, when she first started running, was for school choice and charter schools. And now they can't do it because teachers' union said, we will support Democrats. Yep. So they are hurting minorities who they say is their base and their focus in order to get money from a teachers' union. And how much is your soul worth?
It breaks my heart to see these youngsters in our inner cities denied a decent education. You see the lines of people lining up. They want to get into those charter schools. But de Blasio, he wouldn't have it. He wouldn't have it. The heartbreak on those kids when they couldn't get into a good school, that's a disgrace. It is an absolute national disgrace.
And a lot of them are fearing for their safety. There's metal detectors they're going through. There's the horrible results. If you're listening to us in Baltimore, which you might be, and if you're listening to us in in Chicago or Massachusetts, in Boston, and in parts of New York, guess what? You're probably listening. Your kids are probably going to a low-performing public school. And I couldn't believe it. 26 school districts. Nobody had a passing grade in math.
That's right. It was 50.
In Baltimore.
Yeah, but there were 55 schools in Illinois where there wasn't a single student reaching passing grade in reading or math. 55 schools, not one youngster passed those standards. Now, that's outrageous. That's why the exodus to the Texases of this world and the Floridas, that's why it's going to speed up, because parents are being given a voice here.
Right.
Education is going to be a big element in the 2024 election, and it is a Republican issue, not Democrat.
No, I agree. And lastly, for those people in Texas and Florida who said, I'm worried that a lot of these men and women and families from blue states are going to come here and change the politics, it hasn't happened.
No.
A 19-point win for the Republican governor. And in Texas, you still have Republicans doing well. Beto O'Rourke is still unemployed, I think.
I think he's going to stay unemployed, too.
Right. So, Stuart, who is coming up on American Built? Do you have any idea?
We've got a variety of subjects. We've got, in the immediate future, not absolutely sure, but Monday night, 9 o'clock on Fox Business. Tune in and you'll see it.
And every day, 9 to noon, FBN.
Correct, yes. 9 to noon, FBN.
Barney
and Company. Yes,
and just let me tell you, I don't want to get jealous, but I have Rich Lowry next of National Review. I know
really?
You two attend, they'll be a little jealous.
Well, I'm sorry. You better cut my time short. Give him some more seconds.
I wouldn't say short. We've had a quality half hour. And I'm able to do this interview in Florida.
Incredible, isn't it?
Where it's free.
Oh, I love it.
Back in a moment, you listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. That's a rare appearance for Stuart Varney. He used to come on all the time. I'll explain in the break.
Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from
3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M. Brew.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The thing I have a problem with is the selective outrage. That's right. Selective outrage. Everybody, you know what I'm talking about. One person does something, they get canceled. Somebody else does the exact same thing, nothing. You know what I'm talking about. You know, like the kind of people that play Michael Jackson songs, but won't play R. Kelly. Same crime. One of them just got better songs.
Chris Rock, a little of a stand-up that made so much news. It was live on Netflix. They never really did anything live before. Did not know that. HBO used to do it all the time. And the fact is, he addressed at the end of the show the biggest story, and that is the slap from Will Smith. How did he do? Let's ask a professional comedian who does this for a living. Jamie Kilstein joins us now, a podcaster, writer, stand-up comic, and we're privileged to have him with us now. Jamie, welcome.
Hey, bud. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I know you wrote about this in Substack. So just yes. Your thoughts, I mean, from the comedian perspective, the pro, and number two, just from an audience perspective, I mean, what was Chris Rock's approach, and did he achieve his goal?
Yeah, I mean, ironically, the thing that a lot of the left is getting mad at is what made the special so good. Side note, I started off as a liberal comedian in New York under the Bush administration, like watching Chris at clubs, and never thought I would be defending him on like Fox, which is, shows you how much things have changed. If you are on the left, you can look at that special and go, it was too conservative. If you're on the right, you can look at it and go, it was pretty liberal. And that's what good comedy is. Good comedy is being able to attack your own side, being able to attack yourself, being able to critique the things you see around you. The idea that it was some sort of, you know, Chris Rock has suddenly gone conservative is, I mean, it's ironically selective outrage, right? Like, you can pick and choose little parts to fit your narrative or your talking points to get clicks on Twitter. But the bottom line is, a good comedian should be pushing the buttons of both sides, trying to get laughter, trying to bring people together. And that's something we don't see a lot right now. Somehow comedy has been drug into the culture wars, and, you know, a lot of the left is just saying comedy's just all, you know, punching down these, like, evil right-wing guys. It's not. What comedy is it's taking really hard situations and trying to get laughter out of them. The fact that we have politicized laughter at this point kind of shows me that we're doomed, right? Like, Republicans already get all the cool words. You guys get, like, freedom and God and guns. Like, now Liberals are giving away laughter, and, like, the only thing we have is, like, well, we complain a lot. Like, it's so sad, man. You should be able to get into a room full of people who are on the left and on the right and get us all to laugh at what's going on, because if not, like, what do we have?
So Jamie, if you watch Leno and watch, I'm sure you did, and his monologues, he was an equal opportunity offender. So was Carson, obviously. He was best friends with Reagan, but he would mock him all the time as a guy that was forgetful and repeating himself all the time. And I think Reagan was laughing the hardest. But when you only hit one side, and I know they're probably your friends, but Stephen Colbert's show could be on MSNBC and or CNN as well as Jimmy Kimmel's show. He's still hitting Trump every night. And Trump's just not in the news every night.
I know. It would be like if I was still making, like, George Bush jokes.
Yeah.
So insane. And again, that's not – and look, man, I used to do it. You know, when I was, like, super on the left, it becomes addictive. It becomes addictive to get these applause breaks just kind of telling a room full of people who agree with you things they agree with. But that's not a comedy show. That's a political rally. You know what I mean? Like, when you're around your friends, the times you laugh the hardest are when someone, like, busts you on something and you go, yep, that is what I do, right? That is what we should be trying to do. And, you know, you were asking me, as a comic, what do I think? What the left is not understanding in these critiques is, like, look at the audience. The audience is a liberal audience. It is, from all the camera, the crowd shots, primarily black. It is in Baltimore. He got an applause break when he said he was pro-choice. You know, you could tell by what the audience just clapped at that they were pretty much on the left. And so the fact that he opened up by critiquing woke culture and he opened up by pushing back on the left, that is a brave move. That's not pandering to the right.
I know.
That's not, oh, Chris Rock sold out. It was the exact opposite. It was, I'm going to first call out this crowd on stuff they do. And then he went into, you know, January 6th material, and then he went into stuff that made fun of the left, and then he went into stuff – like, that to me is perfect comedy.
By the way, I was talking to Jamie Kilstein, who's a comedian, podcaster, writer, and Jamie's just also on Substack, wrote about Chris Rock and sound about politics. Here's more of what he did. Here's Cut 28.
Typing out woke-ass tweets on a phone made by child slaves. Man, not only is everybody full of shit, not only is everybody full of shit, every business is full of shit. Everybody you do business, they don't even tell you about the product no more. They just tell you how much charity they do. Lululemon, I walk by, and in the window of every Lululemon, there's a sign that says, we don't support racism, sexism, discrimination, or hate. And I'm like, who gives a f***? You're just selling yoga pants.
So funny, right?
It was so good. First of all, there were so many bleeps, I thought I was getting call waiting. I, like, kept looking at my phone. the tweet thing I used to do when I was super woke and on the left and living in Brooklyn and every cliche imaginable, I would literally find myself someone could be like, Jamie, your mom's on the phone. And I'd be like, tell her I can't talk. I'm tweeting about feminism. Like, I was so concerned about looking good, right? About looking good as opposed to, you know, now I live in Texas and I'm friends with so many conservatives and seeing people on both sides who aren't on Twitter, who are just trying to be good people in the world, has been, and this sounds silly, but it's been such a life changer for me. And by the way, that Lululemon joke, it's a joke that both sides could laugh at. If you really break it down, you know, he has a line a couple lines later where he goes, oh, you don't discriminate against anyone. Your yoga pants are $100. You hate poor people. That is a, if I'm going to stereotype, that's a progressive joke.
Yes.
You know, the right will say, oh, it's making, or sorry, the left will say that it's making fun of, you know, woke culture or people trying to be inclusive. No, it's not. It's making fun of a rich corporation that is using marginalized communities in order to profit by selling $100 yoga pants to mainly white ladies.
Wow. Well, you do break it down. That is a great analysis. Here, the other guy that I've been looking to is Bill Maher. Not to agree with him because he's just pointing out the lunacy. Here's an example of Bill Maher just a couple weeks ago, Cut 29.
Yesterday I asked ChatGPT, are there any similarities between today's woke revolution and Chairman Mao's cultural revolution of the 1960s? And it wrote back, how long do you have? Because, again, in China, we saw how a revolutionary thought he could do a page one rewrite of humans. A lot of pointing and shaming went on. Oh, and about a million dead. And the only way to survive was to plead insanity for the crime of being insufficiently radical, then apologize and thank the state for the chance to see what a piece of shit you are. And, of course, submit to re-education, or as we call it here in America, freshman orientation.
Wow, right? I mean, break that down.
Yeah, and, you know, people on the left will treat Bill Maher like he is this alt-right, proud boy lunatic. And he will still go after the right, and he will, you know, what people like you are doing that I think is really important is you can look at someone. Bill Maher still considers himself a liberal. I think Bill Maher is still vegan. And you can look at him and not completely dismiss him.
Of course.
Just because he had some views that are different. And when I was liberal, I thought – the reason I was liberal when I was younger is I thought it was like this is the – where you go to be inclusive, right? And now – all you're seeing is the left just kick people out, move the bar, kick people out, move the bar. And it's the opposite of inclusive, whereas so many of my conservative friends here, you know, dude, they're more inclusive than all of my liberal friends.
Jamie, you know what I think did it too? Accelerated it all was the pandemic. Wear a mask. If you don't wear a mask, I have no respect for you. If you don't get vaccine, I will not speak to you. If you don't, you better not come in here. I mean, you're selfish. I mean, the outrage people would have, and then we find out all the stuff they told us was wrong, and your instincts were right, and not being able to make a decision on your own about your future, your job, your relationship, the distance, who you can have over for dinner and the holidays, that's where the rubber hit the road. Nobody talked Democrat or Republican. Who's taking that away, and who's letting me live? And that's why Texas and Florida thrived.
Yeah, well, and to what we were talking about before, which is we somehow found a way to politicize laughter like we were talking about and politicize a pandemic. And both of these things are things that should bring people together. And I'll tell you, man, I am a lot of the interviews I've done this week, they've been like, you know, is comedy doomed or whatever. The shows I've been doing, I've been having the best shows of my life. And I know for a fact that there are liberals and conservatives because I'll ask in the audience. And there is such a – there's a laughter that comes from – I mean, trauma. Comedy comes from trauma, which is there's like a cathartic element to that laughter. And I think it's because people on the left are tired of censoring themselves. People on the right feel like they're being represented a little more in comedy. And everybody just misses that time where no matter who you're making fun of, no matter what kind of language you're using, look, man, if Dave Chappelle really hated trans people, right? If all his stand-up specials were like, we got to get rid of these people, then I'd be like, okay, that's probably not good, right? But that's not the case. If someone was actually being hateful on stage, they just wouldn't get laughs. They wouldn't get work, right? But if you are just making fun of the absurdity of today's culture, which, by the way, is going to have elements of the right and elements of the left, people are so happy about that. And I've been saying on stage, if we just got off of Twitter for like a week and did more things like get into a comedy club and laugh at both sides and see that if we could all laugh at the same thing, which is like laughter is the closest you can get to God, right? Laughter and music. And if you can really just do that and then the lights come on and you look at the table across from you who maybe voted differently, but you're like, man, we were laughing at the same jokes that entire night. I think that that's actually a place where we could start to come together, but instead, for some crazy reason, the left has been like, you know what? Like, we got to go after joy. And they've just started attacking comedy. And man, half the people tweeting about it, either I bet you money, didn't watch the special, or like secretly laughed, but was like, I guess I got to tweet about this because everyone's mad.
You know, my theory is Elon Musk has to stand up to the censorship. He's the only one with the power. And Dave Chappelle and very few others are one of the few that could stand up to people trying to cancel him. He'll say, next, I'm selling out that arena across the street if you don't. Very few people can do it, but they'll actually lead. You guys are leading the charge.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's crazy that people look at comedians that way, that it has even become politicized. But at the same time, there is something very special about humor. You know, again, like, I started comedy when people were like, were you the class clown? I was like, no, I was the one who got beat up and made fun of. Most comedy comes from trauma. When people are like, how do you become a comedian? I'm like, I don't know, man, have an alcoholic mom? Like, that's where comedy comes from, pain, right? And so, because of that, you can use, like, you know when you're in a fight with your wife and everyone's just getting, they're so tense and mad, and then the first person to make a joke or you say something stupid and you realize you messed up or you realize you're wrong and you both start laughing, the second that laughter hits, you go, oh man, we're going to be okay. We're going to be fine. We'll figure it out. And suddenly you can talk like rational humans again instead of like psychopaths who are yelling at the person you love. That's what we can do. That's why when I was on the left and now I call myself like a bleeding heart centrist, now that I'm a little more conservative, I talk about these issues not because I'm like, man, I want to destroy the left or I want to destroy the right. I talk about them because if you can talk about these really hard issues and you can get laughter, that is the first step to have a normal conversation.
And Jamie, if people want to see you do stand up, where do they go?
You can go to jamiekilstein.com/tour, or I have a mental health comedy podcast called Advice Not Taken.
Nice. Jamie, I look forward to seeing you. Great conversation. Thanks so much for the perspective.
Thanks, brother. I hope to see you soon.
All right, you got it. 1-866-408-7669. Back with your calls. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-410-0011. 800-410-0011. That's 800-410-0011.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DRAG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DRAG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DRAG.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Kane, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Kane Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
As this year's award season gets underway, there's growing movement to get rid of the gendered categories of best actor and best actress and instead call them best actor and best actor who got paid less.
Funny. That is good. But there is a movement to do that. That's the crazy thing, is the setup is the comedy, right? I mean, Allison doesn't have the microphone. I keep looking at it. She's going to talk. I think it's on, but we'll find out. We'll have Eric scrambling in the control room. John, you listen on WABC. Hey, John.
Good morning. Brian, for the last 10 years, the entire TV platform has been weaponized for humor against the right. True. I think it's time we start declaring exactly what's going on. The left has been at war with the right for the last 10 or 15 years, and the right's response has been to move more left. This isn't a moral equivalent. The left has been at war, and they need to be the one to wave the white flag and ask for a surrender.
Well,
not
you,
the other
you
way
watch
around.
Gutfeld, and you know how funny that show is every single night, and it's almost entirely unscripted, outside the open. So that's not raising the white flag or acquiescing on your views, right?
When did that show start, Brian?
Well, Red Eye started 8 years ago.
Red Eye started 8 years ago, and then Brian's show was a response a couple of years ago. I'm sorry, Gutfield. So there's one show on TV, and all the primetime shows on 2, 4, and 7 are geared towards destroying the right and nonstop making fun of them.
Right, but you know what happened, John? John, you know what happened? And you'll be happy about this, and I think you'll agree. A lot of people just stopped watching, and that's why their ratings suck. They're in every single home in broadcast with a broadcast television, with a television with an antenna, and their ratings are terrible. I mean, Carson on a bad night would get like a 7. These guys are getting 1.5s, 1.5. Jimmy Kimmel gets a 1. He's on ABC, and that's why Gutfeld's doubling him on a cable network. And I know there's streaming and all different ways you get on your phone, but there's no way that you should be on a broadcast channel on late-night television on The Tonight Show and be losing to Greg Gutfeld, even though it's a better show. It's because of what you said is right. And they've taken over, and people don't want to hear it. They want to laugh. They don't want a scripted interview with a celebrity that despises you and in some cases, hopes you don't see their movie.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DRAG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DRAG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DRAG.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.